It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I take vitamins and that's it. I don't shit. I'm just washing my hands because I have vitamins on them. Goodbye.
Matt.
Why don't you just shake like a leaf and get out of here?
Steve.
If the dude is going to fucking fuck me in the ass, he's not going to be 75, right?
And Vaughn.
Tell it like it's like the communist. Tell it like communism. Slowly and softly.
What?
Well, that's how it got out, baby.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Why does that scare you? That's the second time.
It's like,
she's over there playing sounds, and I give her the point that I've given her three times already, and she goes, oh?
What?
Oh! We're the Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com, this website.
Yeah. CringeHumorRadio.com is the site.
Oh, what the fuck do you care, asshole?
Oh, fuck you, cocksucker.
As always, I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
Ooh.
We have Steve, number one. Back. Snail Man Yawn.
Hey.
And Carly. Hey. And Lauren.
Hi.
And two very special guests.
She just hit her in the face with the mic. That was awesome. Thanks, Lauren. Break a fucking jaw.
The Christine.
Hi.
Our chat room is here.
And our good friend Chris Johnston.
Yeah.
Welcome in.
Welcome in.
Thursday is guest night on the Aristocrats.
The chat room is probably blowing
up. Thursday might
not
be even here anymore.
Whoops.
I don't know.
What's that about?
Whoops. Well, he talked about this last Tuesday.
Okay.
Well, we have more than three people in the chat.
Excellent.
Damn.
Wow.
Yes, damn. We have four.
Nice.
Four.
We are like topping doubling.
Damn, that's a big chat room.
Damn, that's
a lot of people
full chat room.
Damn,
that's a crash server. Right, damn.
Damn, doubt it.
Damn, never once in the fucking history of this show.
No, actually, last Thursday we got a lot of people, and then once they realized what show they were listening to, they automatically got off.
Like, this isn't Conti and Kenny. This is them starring on a different show.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Starring.
They were. Yes. Pretty much stole the show.
It was good. Okay. Well, you stole the show kind of, too.
Yeah, and so did you, Vaughn.
Whatever. I brought my A-game, and
let's not talk about this again, because Vaughn will start his vagina.
His vagina
will just start dripping.
Hold your gas, you fucking tool.
As soon as they walked
out of here, what'd you do? Fucking, it was Nakasaki.
I was farting the whole time.
Yeah,
I have a bit of a gas problem, Chris.
That's all right.
Conti and Kenny were here, and the mics were just really hot, and everything was going on. And I want to be like, hey, guys, hey, professional comedians, shut up.
Time out.
I'm going to fart into the mic. Because I didn't do that, because it wasn't appropriate at the time, Scumbag here says I was like trying to be all proper and shit.
Come on.
You had to dress things up for Kenny and Conti?
Yes, he did, which is sad.
Which
fucking show your A game? You
fucking kiss ass you.
Thank you.
That's me.
Would you clean the room also for him?
I did. Yeah,
it was very clean.
Clean the place.
It was clean.
Which, as we noticed, Derek calls Conti Conte.
Conte.
As though he's a wrestler in WWE. Yeah.
He's got like some, you have some weird accent. You always call him Conte.
Did you go buy
him? Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Boy,
why.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you go buy 2-ply toilet paper for that? No, I don't impress them a little.
Extra soft.
Double.
Extra soft for Virgin Conte's salt. Grizzly ass.
He had a bidet installed in his toilet.
He was like, this toilet paper's nice. Take it home and make a sandwich out of it. This is great. I'm going to jerk off on it.
He told me. He called me after the show, and he was like, dude, great toilet paper on the Aristocrat show.
Ass wipe, A number one.
It's organic, even.
Yeah. It's all brown.
I'm just going to drive to the house.
It's great.
Shits.
Yeah, he awesome. Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Well, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
Are those wipes on the table also?
Those are Clorox or
disinfectant.
Clorox wipes.
Is it?
That's what Derek
Lysol,
uses.
I'm sorry.
Lysol.
No, that's
wipes.
Carly's thing. She likes to disinfect stuff.
Like Vaughn's. Yeah,
we don't even want to start that.
Well, when Vaughn has an oopsie, we can't. The baby wipes just don't cut it.
I thought that was a giant baby wipe thing. Like some you guys are dropping serious bombs in this fucking place.
Yeah, we're used to Vaughn.
Like there's a Taco Bell in the next room and a White Castle.
Might as well be.
White Castle, yeah.
Ooh,
that's
let's
the
quit the show and go to White Castle.
Yep, we're end the show now. Go to White Castle.
Seriously.
Fuck it.
Hit the closing.
All right, we're
going
to go to a commercial for about an hour and a half. That's all we got? That's it?
That's it.
That's it. We didn't even do pregame like you usually do.
Zero.
No pre-show.
Well, our pregame was just hanging out in the bar.
And drinking. Yeah.
usually what it is just, you know, Derek looking up stuff on FARC, me and Steve looking at the papers and laughing like idiots and trying to figure out things to talk
and
about.
And Matt just wears his headphones from like 9 o'clock.
I pretty much do.
There's no sound
I'm
coming out of the
just going to sit here. And someone walks by and they're like,
hey, Matt.
He's like, what? I can't hear you.
Listening to the music, guys.
There's nothing going on in his headphones. He's just like...
They just look good.
Huh?
Big adventures.
I'm only talking in the mic from now until we end.
It looks official.
That's like the guy from Back to the Future that wore the 3D glasses.
Yes.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah, Pizza Hut used to have those
That was Billy Zane.
Like those two shaped glasses or whatever that the guy wore.
Oh, Pizza Hut, yeah.
I found them when I was leaving. I moved out of my old house with my parents like what 2 years ago.
I had those glasses also.
Holy shit! It was like yellow and blue, and they were like two different shapes.
I probably had those, and I probably still have those.
Let's bring them back.
And I have they're in a box with all my old toys. Do you remember Food Fighter toys?
Absolutely. Oh, the fucking the pancakes.
Oh, yeah, they were like a little pizza with army helmet on.
Oh my god!
You remember that?
Oh, I still have them.
I
Holy
had the fucking
shit.
Stack of pancakes.
Yeah.
And he had like a fucking helmet
oh,
on.
Oh, he was evil looking
he had
too.
Like, and he even had like a thing of butter on his head.
Those things were
and they
so
had like machine
cool.
guns and shit. Yeah, they were all, oh. they did nothing.
No.
They barely
did.
Moved.
They had that charismatic appearance and that's yeah. all you needed.
Charismatic.
It did.
They
it
were
was,
just figurines. Yeah.
Yeah.
He made
they
me eager to
just
battle my
figurines.
Meals.
They were figurines. They were amazing.
Yeah. They were.
Oh, sorry.
I had
right.
like four of them.
So cool.
Those
so
are those cool. little obscure toys. Yep.
Nerd Fest already.
I know.
Those are the ones they'll never bring back, man.
I know.
It's unfortunate. Did they have a cartoon or anything?
No.
No. It was completely.
The toys.
They were just toys.
You remember totally Mask right. toys, too? Remember Mask, the little
yes.
ones?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Those they'll never come back.
Oh, no.
Damn.
I think I had a hot dog Food Fighter.
Yes.
Oh, I had the hot dog.
They were like squishy kind of.
Foo Fighter?
Food.
Food. You notice that Derek and Matt are talking about food.
Dave Grohl in a hot dog costume.
Uh-huh. Basically, yeah.
Yes. Ask me about my wiener.
Trying to kill Kurt Cobain. Whoops.
Oh, he did.
No, he didn't.
I think they had a chicken leg, too.
It was just...
That was a favorite
they
in
look
the
so
urban
cool.
districts.
Yeah. I love them.
Dave Grohl killed Kurt Cobain.
No, Courtney Love killed Kurt Cobain. We know this.
Yeah, Foo Fighters started.
Yeah, and the bassist is really doing a lot with other bands.
Yeah.
Well, Chris Novoselic, yeah, he did a lot after
well,
fucking
fuck him. He's probably sitting on tens of millions of dollars anyway.
No, fuck that.
Courtney's oh, yeah. tens of millions. Nirvana grams isn't of one cocaine. Of the biggest bands
no,
ever.
No, but listen to me. Courtney made all the fucking money, though, because all the fucking music rights are hers.
Even still, they
she
made
just
money.
She sold them, didn't she?
Yeah, and she got
but that was
ultra anorexic.
10 years after the fact.
She's and dying.
I hope so.
So she weighs so as much like, as Kurt Cobain right now.
Yeah, basically.
She looks right. really bad.
She's fucking, he's awful. Dead.
Yeah, he's no longer alive.
How's his head doing?
In the fucking head.
Does his head look good?
If you want to, it's filled with dirt, yeah.
Head like a hole.
Dirt Cobain, dirt nap cocaine, Cobain.
I still remember those pictures when I saw them online.
Oh, the it's absolutely disgusting.
This on Slayer, that the Slayer album,
oh
remember that one?
Oh, my God.
Fucking Slayer album, the one big picture of him, just the head of his
oh, no,
his
I didn't see that.
Out.
I saw it on, like, Rotten.com.
Oh, yeah.
And they had the beautiful picture, and it was just basically like hamburger meat everywhere. It was absolutely
hilarious. How old are you, fucking 12?
Well, what happened?
They're writing signs now for the fucking... You can't even read it on the freaking webcam, you
what's
tool.
The, what's the sign say? Entertain the
web audience. Oh, what? Touch
your... Oh, those four people were having a ball.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, let's not start with the fucking bickering here.
You look... Stop being a twat.
How many are in the chat room now?
I'm not even going to argue with you.
Good.
How many you got in there right now?
I'd say seven, not seven.
Wow.
Not counting Chris.
We normally have two.
No.
Including us.
Yeah, one's here. Yeah.
Fucking crazy in there.
That's true.
Yeah. Loaded up. Well, you got your default log. Did you leave yourself logged in at home?
Yeah. I almost did, actually.
Wow, that's it.
But then after Joe's show, it would have kicked you off anyway.
That's true. Yeah.
I got a funny story I want to bring up real quick.
Oh, please.
By all means.
This is ridiculous.
A trip to Hooters by a group of off-duty police officers. Wow.
Off-duty.
I've been drinking, don't
Indians
worry.
With their dots off.
Has leaders in one upstate community upset because their town was left without local police coverage for the night.
Wow. It was like everybody.
Several off-duty officers and other law enforcement officials at Deer Park, New York, in Orange County, this is Christine's territory, went to the restaurant and sports bar 35 miles away in Franklin, New Jersey.
Uh-oh.
None of the town's 18 officers, wow, they have 18 and that's it?
Wow. That's all.
Was on duty that night. They had no police that night. How does that happen?
It sounds like my store.
Two officers were originally scheduled for the shift, but none was suspended. The other was suspended on unrelated matter.
We were looking at tits. We couldn't help you.
He came in drunk. That's what happened.
Forget about fighting crime. We want titties. Yeah.
And chicken
the
wings.
Hooters girls are so bad, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hooters I mean, is weird. Those fucking nylons, they got to go.
You don't like those, huh?
No. No, the white nylon.
Nylon and socks, no. I'm not into.
Yeah, and the fucking Keds. Like the pure white Keds shoes.
Not into that at all.
No. They have like kids going there, too. I saw like an 8-year-old birthday party at fucking Hooters once, man.
I wish Craig was here. He's got some good stories about
tit
fucking Hooters.
Like candles Hooters on his cake.
Blow out the candles, Tommy. I want to suck on them.
At the end of the meal, you can't like put their tip in their shirts, can you? That's wrong?
No,
that's
probably wrong.
Is that inappropriate?
That's pretty much wrong in every state, I think.
What if they're wearing like a training bra or something? Is that
Is that what they have to wear when they're training?
I think a lot of the Hooters girls don't even have good tits these days.
No, they don't.
They're not supposed to. Like Franken tits. They don't have fucking
to. Do they still have an airline, too? Hooters had an airline.
Yes, they do. Yeah, you're right.
Last time I was at Hooters, my waitress was pregnant.
Oh, my God.
She had four titties.
Wow. She was feeding.
Lola wants to hold up a sign. Imagine they had a little Hooters shirt with like the breast nipple slap. The little cuts. Yeah. Just so you can lift it up.
Oh my
can I take your order? She's writing on the baby's head.
I'm on break with a papoose.
Why are we acting like the baby was born already?
I don't know. I have no idea.
She must have more than one if she's working at a Hooters.
My mother couldn't watch it.
Got that.
Oh, stop.
Man. I've never actually been to a Hooters before.
Imagine telling stories to a kid when they grow up, like, you know how much it sucked when I was pregnant with you for those 9 months, delivering people's meals to their tables, wearing nylons and fucking orange shorts and a tight shirt?
Jesus Christ.
The shorts kicked my ass.
Milky titties. Whoops.
You came out backwards.
All I had were hot wings.
It burnt when you came out. Oh. Like kicking a spicy shit.
Oh.
Whoa. Wow.
There's probably a couple of wings.
Spicy baby.
Spicy baby.
You came out Mexican. That's fucked up.
Wow.
Shit and salsa.
Whoops. Shit and salsa.
You're right, Steve?
I'm looking at yet another article.
All right, moving along.
Is this the Bill Murray thing?
No. This is something else.
Okay.
Sex is important to many seniors into their 80s and 90s.
Oh, I actually
That's
saw
news
a story
to me.
About.
This is what gets me, like, I think this is hilarious. And they work to enjoy it, even if illness or other problems get in the way.
What?
Oh, don't mind that gout there. I just, you know, just stick it in anyway.
I got a touch of the consumption.
80s and 90s?
Yeah. 90-year-old people shouldn't even be moving, let alone copulating.
Can I bring up something?
Does it have something to do with this?
Yes, parents have sex in the 90s?
Well, no, my parents. My grandparents used to have sex up until about a year ago.
What happened a year ago?
Well, they moved to like Nevada, and they.
What? There's no sex in Nevada?
I guess it's too warm for them. I don't know.
It's too warm.
Well, it is fucking. What is it, 112? Like the last couple weeks?
I guess I.
There's no humidity though. Right?
Attention.
I really could give a fuck less about fucking.
I don't live in Nevada, so I can't verify
horrible.
That. So what happened?
That swampy, dry vagina.
Yeah. Got, yeah, went from the Bronx where it was nice and moist to the to
and black
to Vegas where it's ultra dry.
So what's the
yeah, grandma? Talks
apparently they don't sell lube in
how does
Vegas.
It really? How does
I
it
can't,
really?
I, she can't find a lot of shit in Vegas. What the fuck are you talking about?
What do we got? We got a sign for.
She's got. She brought work with her.
Nice.
She brought stories with all of the articles that you guys are reading. Apparently, she already has
that.
Them.
She
big
her
deal.
Wonder.
This is how we've been doing the show for what a year now? Oh, fuck.
Okay, all right.
Go home.
Why don't you go home? I'll take your place.
There don't worry, go. He's leaving at 11, girls.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
And then it's fucking party time. We're getting all the Hooters girls in here.
Hooters.
Just I like Vaughn, okay? Just he's important to the show.
Why is the Southern folk called Hooters? Why do they
I've never heard
call
that.
Hooters.
What the hell is that, a marker?
Hugers.
It's a highlighter.
Oh. Yeah,
we're going all over the place here. We need to.
We're going to Hooters.
Hooters. I don't have time to highlight a story that we're talking about right now.
What's
story? Wow, guys, give me a couple minutes. I'm gonna peruse these five pages.
Isn't this usually done before the show?
Well, we were
maybe.
Too busy drinking.
No, I'm joking.
We were too busy drinking.
I was too busy
really,
getting
seriously.
29 minutes. Before
our show
started.
Prep has declined in the past year so bad.
Yeah. But the show's gotten better somehow.
It's like dyslexic preparation.
It's good when we talk about personal stuff.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, we can get
like
it
I said,
out.
There's a couple days where it's like the show's starting 20 minutes in, and we're just like, so what's in the news?
Everybody,
I'm just looking at a blank screen. I'm just like, well, what's going on with Lindsay Lohan? Anybody?
Is she dead yet?
I wish.
She might go to jail for about a
I think,
damn.
I think
like
she just,
months?
She had a day in
six
jail
misdemeanor charges she got.
Mr. Meaner?
Mr. Meaner.
Mr. Meaner? Was that her angry judge?
Mr. Meaner. Sounds like a gay wrestler.
He did just say...
You know what I
portrayed
mean.
Portrayed by Lanny Poffo. Mr. Meaner.
You know what I mean, you fucked hard.
No, that's the problem. We do know what you mean, but there's no such thing as Mr. Meaner. There's
we didn't
not.
Really think
no
there was
one
a
cares,
person.
Baldy.
There was, yeah. On that old cartoon Cops, there was Ms. Demeanor. But
wow,
that's it.
Meaner.
No Mr. Meaner.
Amazing.
I ever heard of Mr. Meaner before.
Wow.
That's pretty bad, Vaughn.
A
yeah,
gay
pretty
wrestler.
Bad you brought up some
there
old
was Missy
Mr.
Meaner
yeah.
Elliott.
Yeah, okay.
Mr.
Ooh,
okay.
Meaner. Whoa. That sounds like air conditioner coming on.
Yes, uh-oh. It is. Why are we bringing it up in the show?
I don't know.
Because it's coming through the headphones.
You're really
Jesus
not helping.
Christ.
This is fucking...
That means everybody can hear
I'm
it
sorry,
at home.
Chris.
Thank you.
Oh, this is great, man.
Now, why didn't you give these to us in
when
in
we
the
were
bar?
In there drinking.
We were drinking.
God.
Wow. You could have said, hey, I said, what's in the folder? You're like, oh, I don't
nothing.
Know.
Nothing.
I told you this shit I was reading in the car.
Well, you didn't say it was for the show.
What are you? She's driving 2 hours to get down here reading fucking news reports.
She was clinging to the fucking thing like it was Project Blue Book.
You can't look at it. No. It's classified. Fuck you guys.
This is suffering stuff.
Fuck you.
Oh, yeah, fuck you.
So you got it?
All right,
yeah.
You guys need to relax with that shit.
Uh-huh.
I want to see a fight.
Is it almost 11 o'clock
fight.
Yet?
I don't give a fuck.
Home.
Save the bickering for during the break or after the show.
Boy, and you got 33
I'm
minutes,
like fucking
right?
Andy Kaufman. I'll fight women. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, man, there's nothing better
Jerry
than a woman beater.
I wish you were like Andy Kaufman. Fucking
not
dead.
You. Anybody but...
Ow.
What? A dead Jew. That's why I wish you were.
Dead Jew. I wish you were a dead Jew.
Nothing better than a dead Jew right there.
Hey, I'm allowed to say it because I'm Jewish.
It's true. It's true.
Kinda.
Damn.
Don't upset him. Don't.
6.25%.
Stop.
That's 1/16.
6.25%.
Whining kike.
6.25. Great grandmother.
There you go.
God rest her soul. Great grandma soul.
Unbelievable.
On fire.
In the grandmother.
You haven't said anything all night, and you lean forward to cough into
no,
the mic.
I turn come the
on.
Other way.
You're come a
way.
Fucking liar.
Fuck you! Turn the other way.
Awesome. The most she talked.
It doesn't even look like
me.
I know, right?
That's that all she says
that
on most dates. No. Aw,
yeah.
It looks almost
I'm
like
sorry.
A cross-dresser.
You bought me a meal.
Like
two
yeah, that's right. I bought you dinner. Shut up.
So what's up, Steve?
Sorry.
Nothing much. I'm just checking out the internet. Oh, it looks pretty cool.
Oh, shit.
What do you got?
We got a Lindsay Lohan story, if anyone's interested.
Do it.
I'm hurry. You know Matt is.
Do it with that coked-out hooker.
Remember what we were talking about before, Lauren, about talking over people?
Yeah, Lauren, shut up.
You can't have side conversations with a girl who's on mic. No, you're,
no
not.
You're not.
That's the thing.
I know. I'm not.
Well, there's a nice mugshot of Lindsay Lohan here, and she it looks like a Hooter girl, basically.
Can we see a jug shot?
No.
No.
Oh. We're going to have to default on...
Vaughn, did you hear what happened with her, or what?
Wow, that's horrible.
Well, read it. I'm not fucking...
She looks all right.
No, she doesn't. Not that
no,
mugshot,
I would
dude.
Still
that
doesn't even look like her.
Oh, still
she looks
good
still. Coked yeah, out her fucking gourd.
I'm not saying whether she looks good or bad. I'm saying it looks nothing like her.
I would have fucked both of her in the Parent Trap.
Yeah.
I'd pump out her
butt. Oh, is she like 11 in that movie?
Yeah, but there were two of them, so that's 22. Yeah,
that's why true. Are you...
That's right. He's right about that.
I love how... Wait. I love how this is... She's handing news stories to her when she doesn't have a mic.
Oh, why? Am I supposed to read this?
No. There's a video.
She looks like she's trying
to... Oh, way
to
bring that up, Vaughn. Like the air conditioning.
I didn't bring up the air conditioning, you cocksucker.
I did.
Die, douchebag, die.
Oh, my God.
Fake radio.
I can't even...
No, you can't.
I can't do this anymore.
No, you can't.
It's over. Forget it.
Turn his mic off.
I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I can't. It's getting annoying.
Lindsay Lohan's mugshot. She looks like she's reading cue cards in it.
She's cracked.
It's pretty bad.
She's like beautiful. It's like she's
so what kind of prison is she going to go to? She's going to go to like one of those...
Well, she reached a plea deal Thursday on misdemeanor, drunken driving, and cocaine charges. Oh, is this when she was chasing that,
yes,
that lady or whatever? Mm-hmm. Miss, where are you? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I just listened to that today.
I don't know why. It was the most pointless audio.
It was terrible.
Yeah, it made no sense. Like in the
middle
of the show.
Well, it sounded like it was going somewhere.
Well, no, in the show. We put it on the show.
Kind of the show.
One day in jail and 10 days of community service and a complete drug treatment program.
Again? Oh, wow. She's in one right now, isn't she?
She was also placed on 36 months probation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is required to complete an 18-month alcohol education program. I think she's pretty educated in alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah, she knows.
Pay hundreds of dollars in fines.
That's it?
May a bag of shells. And must complete a 3-day county coroner program, which she'll visit a morgue and talk to victims of drunken drivers. Nice.
Can't they just get her like shit?
She'll visit a morgue and talk to victims? They're dead in the fucking morgue.
Thank you.
Hello.
Knocking on the fucking wall. Ding.
Hey, mangled Mr. Meaner. You're dead.
Oh. You're so dead when I get into the ring with you.
Oh, what?
The gay wrestler. That's
I
awesome.
Know. I know.
I'm just going to beat you silly.
You're a monogamous heterosexual.
What? That wasn't funny.
Thanks for killing it.
Thanks, sure. Kill it.
She's going to have to visit that joke in the morgue.
Oh, I guess.
Talk about the dangers of... never mind.
Yeah.
Wow.
The dangers of amateurs getting hold of fucking internet podcast shit. Being broadcasted to thousands of idiots in Australia.
Thousands of Australians, yeah.
Idiots.
Now Nicole Richie was in jail, too.
She's going to... She went to jail.
That's
for
how
like
she got pregnant.
She was released from jail.
That's how she got pregnant.
82 minutes after the pregnant TV reality star checked in for what started out as a 90-hour sentence for driving under the influence of drugs. And she's pregnant. I'm sure it was a while ago.
We talked about it.
What?
Oh, did we?
Yeah, we did.
What did we talk about?
We do that a lot,
though.
Vaughn. Like a month ago.
I'm really sick of Vaughn.
Who cares? Uh-huh.
Like beyond.
But it's like right, you're like amazed story. That we didn't talk about it. We talked about it.
Next story, Derek.
All right. Well, let him go on with it. It's all right.
When did we talk about it?
We talked about you being
like
fat.
Maybe a month ago.
A month ago.
Vaughn, guess what? This is just coming up in the news right now. Like, we're reading it right now.
It was just sent to me from Carly, and we talked about it a month ago.
We talked about that she was going to jail.
I quit. Conti, Kenny, please let me do your show.
Who listens to every single show we do aside from the Touch?
Conti, Kenny, and Steve, please.
Conti, Kenny, and Steve.
Contact.
Please.
Contact.
Conti, Kenny, and Steve.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's the Forrest Gump fucking hour. Oh, Conti.
I'm not a smart man.
Oh, my God. I'm not a good comedian, but I try.
So, okay, what happened to Nicole Richie now?
I don't know. I closed it because Vaughn didn't want to talk about it. Because we talked about it, 32 days ago.
Oh.
Run with the Derek joke. Joke, Derek, run. Run, Derek, run. Run away from the show, Vaughn. Run,
go with the bit, Vaughn.
Mama hit them coons off the porch with a broom. That was the best fucking line in the movie.
Love it.
When Mama got Vaughn's on the back porch, she would just shoo him away with a hamburger. Oh, God.
Oh, Vaughn doesn't like it.
He's got like his medicine ball.
I'm actually laughing, you cocksucker.
That doesn't look like it. You're sitting there wiggling where the fuck the...
If I was actually offended by it, I would have said
there.
Something, you dick.
What is that? What is he playing
God,
with?
A fucking douchebag.
They're like little
is that ring. A dog toy?
No, they're like little ring things.
Can we just like split the show up and do each other like... One of us will go to Joe, one will go to Conti and Ken, one will go to Chaos. We'll just split it up.
Yeah.
So we're still there. But yeah, we'll outsource the show.
There you go.
Get a little taste of the crat.
And Matt can take over the aristocrats.
Oh.
It'll just be you.
Just the Arista Matt, and that's it.
Arista Matt.
Arista Matt. Whoops. I'll come and do the show with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'd have to find a place.
That works.
Yeah. It ain't here.
Oh. You can do it here. Just don't wake me up, please.
You know you will, because I'll go, whoa!
Like that?
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear that again.
It is very hot in here.
Turn the air up a little bit.
Is there more? There's more people than usual in here?
How many people are in the chat room now?
I don't know. One.
One. Us. Fucking evacuation.
Just us. That's so pathetic.
Wow. I really just want to crash my car into a tree when I go home.
Unbelievable.
I have nothing to live for.
So Carly has got some kind of story up here for us.
Come on, Beef and Barley. What do you got?
Here you go.
Can you read it?
Not
you, Carly.
I can't hear me because the headset keeps coming out. All I hear is...
it's a shit headset.
But this is a whole shit thing set. About an anchor woman who was canceled. She was like a bikini anchor woman.
Oh, that got canceled already?
It got canceled already after one airing.
Nice.
And basically, I know she was a former world wrestling entertainment diva. So yeah. I thought that Matt might have something to say about that. Not that he's that big into the new wrestling, but I thought maybe he would know...
I think that just aired like tonight, and it already got fucking canceled.
I just knew it was going to happen. That's all.
Last night. Yeah,
I don't know her
night.
Name. I don't know anything about her. I just know that
awesome.
Fox hired some trashy slut to come on and do the
and a bikini.
Well, no, it was
was she like wearing a bikini? Were they ripping off Bikini News?
No, the bit was like she was a bikini model who went to like a normal like a TV station to become an anchor woman, and then it was supposed to be a reality show around that.
Yeah, but they really were like...
Like, there was, like, reviews for it already, and everybody hated it. And Fox was fucking plugging it like shit every fucking time you turned on Fox.
It got 2.7 million viewers on Wednesday, which is about a third of the finale of So You Think You Can Dance.
Wow, that's bad.
It's pretty bad.
That's a great show, though.
Is it?
Yeah?
I don't know.
Seriously, how are you going to keep
up? It sounds like a great show.
So You Think You Can Dance?
Yeah.
It's just some girl going,
but that sounds fucking lame, man.
So
it is.
A bikini fucking, like overseas, they got topless chicks
yes, they do.
Giving the news.
Yeah.
So you think you could be an anchor woman? There.
Well,
that's
no.
a new show.
Yeah.
So you think.
Perfect.
You
got... It was a horrible concept. Put a dumbass fucking in front of a TV.
Well, we do that with stuff. You on the show.
I'm not in front of a television, you schmuck.
Sometimes you're on a webcam, Vaughn.
It was a joke.
Relax, dude. It was a joke.
I know. Sometimes you don't have to say things literally. Oh, God, you fucking the same stupid voice for everything.
That's your Vaughn voice.
No, it isn't.
It's just like...
No,
it's your Vaughn voice, your Curtis Pete voice, and everything
sounds
else.
Like this. Curtis Pete has a kind of a lisp when he talks, but Vaughn kind of talks like this. Vaughn's kind of more angry, and he talks a little faster than Curtis Pete.
When Vaughn gets angry, I don't know you too well, but your eyes get more slitty looking. Like
they do.
Like you're going to shoot laser beams at him.
Like little piss holes in the snow.
Awesome.
That's great.
Wow.
So who wants to go to a bar or something?
Yeah, we're done?
Let's go to Dublin House.
Close it up?
Seriously.
We're fine.
So anyway, it was just a pointless thing. It was a stunt, so to speak.
Oh, to have the bikini girl?
A stunt with a cunt.
Well,
well, it's like the normal summer. It's a normal summer bullshit they're trying to fill time, you know?
Yeah.
I'll say they did. They wasted a lot of money.
They should have like her dress up stunts. Like Wonder Woman and have like... Like some other guy dressed up like an evil storm and she gets to fight him off.
That would be
on
awesome.
TV so that you can root for the weather. That'd be great, right? You
just
can
dumb it down
odds.
For the audience. Yeah. Perfect.
That would be awesome.
I root for sunshine.
Here, talk about stunts. This is interesting here.
Oh, no.
Okay. In a pratfall straight out of a cartoon, a Russian toddler plummeted 70 feet from an open window,
nice.
But survived because he landed on a store awning and was catapulted onto a bush.
Holy shit.
Too bad Eric Clapton's kid couldn't do that. He plummeted straight to the fucking concrete and blew
Would
up like a pancake.
Oh my.
If I fell on an awning.
His son, his Eric Clapton's kid said, look, Dad, I'm going to do an impression of your career.
Wow.
Whoa.
He's gone. He's done, isn't
And then
he?
Eric was like, well, fuck you. I'm going to write a song about you and make it number one, asshole.
Yes, he did.
And they're like, that shit.
I'm cashing in on you, son.
What a dickhead, Daddy.
He refuses to play that song live. He won't
it's true.
Do it
Not anymore, yeah.
Get over your fucking dead kid.
It's like him what's his name? Bobby McFerrin. He won't do that. So, don't worry.
Yeah,
to happy
he won't do that anymore.
Yeah, that's slightly different reasoning. For
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
He's actually like a classical conductor. He's like a real like
that guy.
But
Bobby McFerrin's a train conductor at this point. Bobby McFerrin.
But anytime anybody,
oh my god,
sees
he was the guy in the train the other night when I went to the
park. Have been.
Woodbridge Station's is next. Going on up. Here we go.
Fucking Bob Barker. Wow.
Don't worry.
It's a Woodbridge.
It's not the express train.
Don't worry. We're coming up to Elizabeth. Get your fucking guns out. No don't worry. There. Northeast Corridor.
You wouldn't.
Metuchen.
Let's get him on the show.
Metuchen.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite city.
Metuchen?
Yeah. I don't
know why. Metuchen.
Metuchen.
Nobody even knows where Metuchen is.
No, I know. No
it's Madison. I know very well where it is.
People in Australia were like, oh. Metuchen. Mawa.
So, 7,000 listeners in Australia. How you want to hear Thor talk about Metuchen tonight?
Do you have Australian listeners?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Apparently we're big in
more
Australia.
More than Americans.
Isn't the new real world in
Australia? Yeah.
Is that really? That shit at all anymore?
No.
Is it?
I'm too old to watch that now.
It's the same shit every year. It doesn't change.
I don't watch it. I just TiVo it.
And masturbate to the scenes that I want to.
You need to stop.
Whoa, what?
You need to stop with that.
Is it good? To the good for us. No, I don't fucking know. I don't want to.
Oh.
You know what? I've been trying to watch Big Brother on Showtime every now and then in hopes that I will see something. Like, some kind of nudity occur, but nothing ever fucking... There's always a gay dude in the pool...
Can't watch
with
porn
a towel around his waist in the pool. And towel. I still watch him, because at least I get to see some nipple of some sort. I do.
Male or female, don't matter. Nip. Areola, that's all
I go to. You ever go to, like, the National Geographic African Channel and watch them just to see them?
Oh. Uh-huh.
I don't give a fuck if they hang low.
Monkey nipples.
I don't care. Orangutan. Orangutan-a-tit.
Orangahang.
She's got two more freaking rings right there.
Right,
the
Lauren?
Other one. Fucking hot.
It's fucking warm.
Warm.
Hot.
It's warm
she's
in here.
Up.
Warm?
She's got some warm milk going there. Okay. Anyway.
All right.
So you like big black tits. Is that what I'm hearing?
Is that what I'm hearing?
Big black tits?
That's what he wants.
Chris wants us to answer a wrestling question for him.
Oh, no.
Ready for this?
Here we go.
That was funny. What's with wrestling replacing SNL last week? Maybe the crowds can shed light on that.
Basically, the only thing I could imagine is it's Saturday night's main event, which is something they used to preempt Saturday Night Live with back in the 80s. And maybe the early 90s. That was a pretty regularly occurring thing.
Yeah, well, I think he was just making fun of us.
Okay. Yeah. Good one, Chris.
Well, I don't watch modern wrestling, so...
Hey, fuck
shit.
You, Chris. No, wow. Stay in the chat room, please.
Wow. He's the boss.
Yeah, eat shit, boss.
No.
Are you... You're like a wrestling
guy. Moving on.
So, awkward question after the wrestling joke.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, now, what is your like? What do you dig as far as wrestling? Like old school wrestling?
Basically, 80s to mid 90s.
Right.
That's what I'm.
And were you a WWF fan, or did you go like the Ric Flair back?
No. WWF, WCW is a little too hokey for me. It kind of to me, it almost ruined wrestling for people. I think if WCW never existed, wrestling would have more respect today.
All right.
Than it does. But then ECW came about in the mid 90s.
Nerd alert.
That's about it.
Wow.
We're going to ruin the show.
Oh, cool. We'd have our guest ask a question and shoot him down.
We weren't shooting him down. We shoot you down.
Let me ask you, what was the name of the referee that turned to the Hart Foundation? Remember that guy?
Danny.
Oh, the one that died?
Oh, he's still alive.
He is.
Didn't the Ultimate Warrior die like 8 times?
Everyone asked that question.
Oh, no, but he's really alive.
Everyone. He's a cat. He never died. He never died once.
He's a fucking senator now.
Yeah, he's
a representative or
something like that.
Something
like that in Arizona.
Yeah.
All right. Wasn't Kamala the Ugandan headhunter really from, like, Newark?
Honestly, he probably is from New Jersey.
Kamala talks just like the scariest Blackie I'd ever seen.
Yes. Kamala was fucked up.
Wait, did you say Blackie?
Scariest darkie I've ever seen. That Kamala.
He was a frightening Smokey.
Wow.
There was this, like, great interview with him. He was just, like, ripping on everybody.
Oh, yeah.
He just talks like a big old black guy.
That's all he is.
I know.
He's a big old black guy. He's never been to Africa once, probably.
No. I'm not sure if he's black.
What do you think he is?
I think he was George Animal Steel and paint.
Yeah, a fat guy they spray painted brown.
Like Bastion.
Nah, he was fucking dark. He was sprayed with midnight. He was sprayed with fucking...
The Midnight Earl. But anyway,
crushed up dark chocolate M&Ms and just fucking painted his body with them.
Sprayed with melted buckwheat.
Oh.
What? Wow, that's good.
So anyway, no more wrestling talk.
That's it. That's a quota.
I just had to test your expertise.
That's our quota for the evening.
Oh, so you are a wrestling fan going back?
I used to be. I used to collect the little rubber guys.
Oh, yeah. Those are worth a lot of
money. Your mom would throw out you and they would welt you up in many different...
Oh, my God. Those things could... The King Kong Bundy one. He must have weighed like 3 pounds.
No, you know who's big? Big John Studd, wrestling action figure.
That's right. Yes. Big John Studd.
Dead John Studd.
Anyway, like, this, I told this is great. Story. You guys are such fucking geeks.
I know. It's cool. Big John Corpse.
Big John Corpse.
Big John Studd.
Oh, he's dead also?
Oh, he's why did you fucking... Again, what? She hit her in the face with the mic.
What are you doing?
He's so dead.
It was close. But
he's so dead he's being reincarnated
you know,
as a shitty
Sheik's,
wrestler.
The Iron Sheik's on like Howard Stern now doing... Like,
the Iron Sheik is awesome.
He's
like,
doing
on a personal
comedy.
Level. Yeah.
He's doing stand-up.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's going to be on the Killers of Comedy.
Oh, that's frightening.
He is so
your ass.
Hardcore.
He's going to tell old Nikolai Volkoff stories.
He's going to go off with Nikolai Volkoff for 3 hours.
Hates the Jews.
He does. I actually sang a duet with Nikolai Volkoff at the last indie show that I did.
Oh, man.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Of what?
Lazy Mary. It was awesome. Nikolai Volkoff's pretty cool.
I thought you were going to do your...
Nikolai Volkoff was the best because he came with a little removable fucking black hat.
Yes.
It looked like a little poodle.
Talking about the toys.
I thought you were going to do your ad-lib version of Start Burning the Jews.
I was not. No.
Start Burning the Jews.
Well, if it was Sheiky, then he probably would, yeah. Sheiky doesn't like the juice. He doesn't.
No.
He well, like
who does?
Juice.
It's up to you, Adolf.
Yeah, no, you don't.
It is.
Adolf.
That's what he does.
This is an anti-Semitic show. Huh?
It kind of. I don't know. Is it?
As soon as I found out I was Jewish, they just started piling in.
Started hammering them.
Hey, I'm just hammering them.
We usually not, but we got to beef it up for cringe humor.
There
you go.
Whatever.
Gonna make. Wow,
that's really low. Don't even bother.
Oh, wow. What did he say?
Kike?
I couldn't hear what he said.
Oh, wow. What did he say?
Kike?
I couldn't hear what he said.
Are we replaying ourselves? Oh, she's got the... She
what
can't,
the fuck is going on?
Really? Why is...
She
why
has
are
the
we
chat
coming?
On. She's got to have the
are
chat on.
Are you in the
on.
Chat?
I was trying.
Yeah, don't.
No. Because I'm
oh
like...
Oh, my God.
Can we start over?
Please.
Can we get the big old record scratch?
Is it just me or the backs of everybody else's ears very sweaty from these headphones?
Extremely.
Because right the backs of my ears are like dripping, man.
Very sweaty. Dude. My body
is sweating from embarrassment right now.
Wow.
This now you know how I felt last week.
This is all over.
Ooh.
Oh.
What? That hurts.
I don't know why
that
I'm moving.
That was uncalled for.
That hurts.
No, wasn't.
Put the show up and maybe we can actually listen to it and
fuck
see how
you.
Bad it was.
That is true.
We're like 4 shows behind.
Yeah,
now.
We are. We're
three
like
shows behind. Three.
Thanks, Derek.
Pretty bad.
Hey, Chris, you want to run our site?
Yeah.
All right.
We're a live Flash show, but drive. We do have people who do listen to the podcast.
Yeah, do we?
Yeah.
Oh. How
well,
many?
One guy from Japan.
Come on, really?
Good old Vendo the Fastlane.
And you're doing everything you can to keep him from doing that.
That's true.
Yes, I know.
I thought you liked Vendo.
I do. I'm not saying anything.
His name is Vendo?
The guy, he calls himself Vendo.
This is handles.
I'm not going to bring
that's
up his name.
Star Wars name?
We got into a fight last time we brought up his name.
Oh, man.
Really? Did we?
Yeah, he fucking lambasted me on the boards, remember?
Was his real name like Curtis or something?
Curtis Matsui.
Close. You're close to that, yeah.
I don't even know what his real name is. I'm just guessing at ridiculous fucking names.
I'm going to go ahead and make a statement and say that there's no Japanese person really named Curtis.
I don't think so.
No, he's American. He just lives in Japan.
Oh, those are crazy.
Japan.
Shh. Japan.
Oh, do we have those sound effects?
I don't think so.
No, we don't. Even though you said them like 10 months ago.
Wow.
I know this is old news now, but what were you yelling about me, Carly, about the real world?
It was in Sydney. Sydney?
Yeah, it's in Sydney. Okay.
Sydney, that's all.
Yeah. Well, I was doing like a million things at once, and she was like,
what happened?
Wow.
Damn.
He kept yelling at me because I didn't address it.
Those topics are short.
Because we moved on.
Those are short topics. Damn, those topics were short.
Random facts. The real world is in Sydney, people.
Let's go get them.
I can't believe people watch The Real World still. It's so like
what
done.
Season are
it's
they on
over.
Now?
Like 36.
Yeah. Holy shit.
17, I think?
It's like beating WrestleMania already.
What?
They've had like 3 a year.
Yeah.
What's the point? It's a bunch of idiots. They just go to bars, get drunk, and make out with each other. And then some white dude fights with a black guy.
That's it?
Who happens to be gay and Christian at the same time.
What?
It's like the same thing every episode. It's so fucking staged and dumb.
Yeah, it's unscripted something the Hollywood calls it.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like the Hulk Hogan show.
Oh, totally unscripted.
I think we were talking about that.
Oh, wrestling?
Yeah, we were talking about that off air, right? The one episode where they were like looking for Brooke.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, my God, where is she?
And she's got and like, she's a cameraman with her.
A camera crew of people.
And nobody knows where she is, yeah.
And they show that they, this fat loser hollering at her like, hey, baby. Like, ooh, imminent danger. He might do something.
And they're on like a beach that's like 500 square feet.
It's like, yeah. Brian Knobs comes up to her.
Isn't his daughter like gigantic also?
No. She's pretty big, girl. She's Well, she's like large in stature.
Looks like a big
dude. She's pretty
dude.
Tall, but she's
hey,
she's
Vaughn,
tall,
I just farted.
She's extremely hot. Yeah.
She's like brushing 6 foot. She's up there.
Wasn't she trying to be a singer also?
Trying. Yeah. Didn't happen. Yeah. Didn't happen successfully. No.
She-Hulk.
Oh. How come all these fucking like famous people's like
daughters and kids?
Kelly Osbourne tried it out, and
of course anybody who did music naturally, their kids are just going to be able to do it too.
What was that Kelly Osbourne song?
Like, she did the Madonna
shut
song,
"Shut Up" or something.
Yes,
Papa Don't Preach.
No, but she,
yeah, she did
her
that
single
song.
Hamburgers, please.
It was called like "Shut Up" or something.
Yes,
she covered "Cheeseburgers in Paradise."
Wow,
the only ones I've ever seen so far that actually been able to get a decent career out of it is Zappa's Kids.
Really?
Dweezil and Amit.
They did some decent records.
I've never listened to them, so I couldn't say either way.
I mean, now they're just doing like game shows now.
Are they really?
Yeah. They're actually not doing anything.
Oh, wait, no, didn't one do something with Lisa Loeb? Wasn't that him?
She's really hot.
She is.
Yeah.
And Jewish.
Yeah. Oh, whoops.
I don't know about, with that.
I don't know about Lisa Loeb. I don't listen to Lisa Loeb.
<Ba-ba-ba-bum>. She's off limits now.
We need that sound effect in a, like a, an accordion. So we can do jokes.
So we're not ripping off another show. Another lesser known podcast.
Wow, lesser known.
Lesser known. The, I don't even know what he's talking about.
Good the thing. Price is Right sound when they get something wrong,
yeah,
and or like when one of their one of the games ends or whatever, uh-huh, that noise, yeah. I wanted to use that on the show, but I found out
Opie and Anthony use it
because I don't listen to them
very much.
I didn't know. Oh, Carly's got something to say.
I think you should use the noise in Duck Hunt when you miss.
Oh,
and the dog laughs.
Yeah, that would be great.
That would be good.
Yeah, how's that go, Matt?
Yeah, I brought that up actually.
This is Michael Vick rapping. That's all it is.
I mean, the dog get smashed into a wall.
Kicking him.
What a piece of black shit.
Wow. Wow.
I hate that guy so much.
He's going to jail.
Well, when's that trial?
Anyway.
Well, he's going to go anyway.
2015.
He pled guilty, so I think he's going to go.
Yeah,
well,
he's going
to Derek can check his phone calendar, which goes up to the year 2100. As if planet Earth will even exist by then.
It does.
We'll all be dead.
Because fucking SUVs will pollute the earth bad it'll just fucking blow up.
It says here that the judge who will determine how much time Michael Vick will spend in prison has shown little mercy over the years for his high-profile defendants. Nobody knows this better than the defense lawyer, Robert H. Smallenberg.
Smallenberg.
Wait, are you telling me there's a Jewish lawyer?
Shut up.
Wow. Representing a high-profile
They're saying this guy is
case?
He's tough but fair.
Wow.
Yeah. Well,
why don't they get Johnny Cochran to help him out?
Oops.
Oh,
he's dead.
Oh, Gonnie Cochran?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He's gone. Yeah.
Gonnie fucking cockroach meat.
Johnny Cochran died too?
Oh, yeah.
You know that?
He's gone.
I had no fucking clue.
He's
man.
Gone.
Oh, man.
He's so dead, it's actually still funny, but it's not funny.
Your whole world is falling apart and all these
people
are just gone.
I just heard Babe Ruth
gone.
Died too.
He's
man.
Dead.
What?
No, I don't know.
John Goodman?
John Goodman's dead?
Babe Ruth and Honus Wagner dead.
Oh,
nobody knows who Honus Wagner is.
I do.
I remember, like, my brother had a, like a magazine, like a book for like baseball cards, how much they were worth. And, like, Mickey Mantle card was worth like $1 million
easily.
And like Honus Wagner was one too. He was worth like more than Mickey Mantle, I think.
Oh yeah, because he played baseball in like 1892.
Yeah, so ridiculous.
That's terrible.
I was like, wow, I wish I could just get that card.
Mm-hmm.
So you see
it? Get my hands on that card. I wish I could find it on the back of like a bunk.
Do you remember what my family thought we won the McDonald's Monopoly $1 million?
How sad is this? Go ahead. This is sad.
This is so sad.
Really, it's just
I came home one day. My mom's like, we won the McDonald's. I hate my mother. She goes, we won the McDonald's $1 million lottery. I'm like, what?
And you said you're a liar.
And we were so dirt poor at the time, right? We're like, we didn't even have heat in the house, probably.
No.
So I was like, no way.
I didn't even know they were doing McDonald's last week. That was
no, this is
I'm joking. I'm joking.
No, you're not joking. It is true. But we're moving on up. We bought dry cleaners.
Yep.
But this is years ago, right? And they're like, oh, no, one of Carl's girlfriends has the boardwalk. And nobody ever got boardwalk.
Of
you
course.
Always got Park yeah. Place, right? Pork yeah. Place.
Uh-huh. Pork yeah, place.
I'm pretty hungry. Mm-hmm. You got Park Place. So I was like, oh, shit, no way, right? And then all of a sudden, like, my cat, this is random, too. He, like, disappeared for months at a time. He just shows up when he thought we
That's
won $1 million.
Right.
Fuck you, Mikey.
I still love you. Mikey, come back.
Person out of cat.
That's awesome.
Come back to me.
He's still alive to me, damn it. But
what name's your cat Mikey?
I don't know.
After Ninja Turtles.
It was Michelangelo originally, yeah.
But
this is going back like early 90s.
It's like so, a dog like Peter.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Petey?
No, it's Peter.
Oh, Peter. Oh, whoops.
So for an entire day, we thought we won the McDonald's $1 million thing.
Awesome. It wasn't true.
But so, wait, no, obviously. For an entire day, nobody in your family actually visually confirmed both pieces, and we're celebrating. That's what happened.
My brothers are probably so high, it didn't matter. Like they probably saw a boardwalk in their head.
Yeah, probably.
Like, he probably
Carl probably drew it. Sorry.
He probably had an easy wider, and he's just like, oh, this is boardwalk, dude. Nice. This is boardwalk right here.
I remember him telling me about it.
I'm
floating
on boardwalk.
He was so excited, and I was just like, I don't know, man. I'm like, that. It seems pretty unlikely to me.
He always shoots me down, too, Vaughn. Don't feel bad.
I know.
Any dream or wish I ever had, he's like, oh, fuck that. Yeah.
Pipe dream.
Yes.
Well, he shot down your dream of winning McDonald's Monopoly.
Anything.
Seriously.
And
it
you
was
know
the
what?
Saddest
he
thing
walks
ever.
Out the house, and this is the first thing he gets a text from him. It just ruins his day.
Too bad cell phones didn't exist.
Hey, do you remember the McDonald's song that you would go into the place and sing it, and they were supposed to give you like a free apple pie?
Oh, was that the
Big Mac, the Big BLT, Mac a quarter pounder, Worcester cheese filet, a fish, a cheeseburger, a hamburger, a Happy Meal, McNuggets, tasty golden fries, regular,
wow.
all size.
Wow.
Yes.
My head hurts.
Yes, and I know a girl who will marry you.
I want
to because
puke.
You can say that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who?
All
right. I'm bringing her name up.
Oh, he won't bring up
names. How will we
up.
Know her?
You, I just said, I know a girl who will marry
well,
you.
How would I know her? I'm sure I know who she is.
You don't know who she is.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
See you later, Lola. So, aww. Christine.
Oh. So, anyway.
You want to add something?
I'll tell you later.
I have absolutely.
You haven't spoken in an hour.
I was like, oh, I can't wait for you to not talk on the show.
Hey, do all the viewers
oh, I'll be talking.
I'll be filling up the dead air.
There hasn't
don't
been
you
any
worry.
Dead air.
All I've heard from her is laughing and smacks in the head from the damn mic.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be talking.
Lauren just keeps smacking her in the face with it. Dink.
I think we're ready for a break.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
We got it.
Break my fucking neck.
Fire it up.
We'll be right back.
All right. Yeah. We are back.
We're going to suck your ass.
And
yeah.
We are Vaughnless. And chatless. My laptop died while during break, and I had no idea it was dying.
Oh, okay.
So,
whoops-a-daisy.
Yeah. So I'm going to be going back on the chat for all you people who like to go on the chat.
So we lost everybody?
Those four angry motherfuckers.
I know.
Because I'm not there.
There's like three dudes that are like, what the fuck? What am I going to do now?
Life is over. That's it.
Yeah, I know.
That's actually
all
what
is
I
lost.
Say.
Yeah.
Every time you guys crash the
in
chat.
In cyber world.
What the hell am I going to do?
Do we do that often?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Let's talk about that. That's
yeah.
a problem.
Let's talk about chats, baby. Let's talk about you.
See, it's a lot quieter now that he's gone.
It really is, yeah.
Like
there's less tension, I must say.
I can actually hear what the hell's going on now.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Kyle,
Vaughn is getting flamed. He's getting pwned right now.
It, what, in the chat?
The chat's not up yet.
No
I'm bringing
chat.
The chat up now in case anyone's wondering.
He's getting pwned on the show.
You're bringing the chat back. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I brought the laptop into our green room, and I forgot to plug it back in.
Okay. Whoops. All right. I got to bring the show back on kind of a sour
right, you
note.
Do that while I do this.
Here we go.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. We're getting
chat
a call.
Is back up.
We're getting a call.
From who?
Oh, we are.
Hello?
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 Hello, who's this?
This is Mike from Queen.
Hey,
oh,
Mike,
hey,
what's
Mike
going
from
on?
Queens. Hi.
Who the hell is this?
He's a regular Cousin Joe caller.
Is this Mike O'Hara?
Oh.
What?
I don't know.
Does he drop his name regularly on the show?
Mike from Queens. He's awesome.
Oh, I don't know, because Mike O'Hara was in the chat, so I didn't know if that was the same guy.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, Mike?
Not much. I'm just checking out the show for the first time, man. I'm liking it.
Really?
Oh, really?
Really?
All right.
Wow.
God
I'm fucking shocked and blown away.
Are you on a lot of drugs right now?
Dude, everybody's eyebrows just raised and we look at each other. Like,
I know.
that's cool, though, man. Thanks.
Yes, thank you.
Are we guys from Jersey?
Yeah, we're in Central Jersey.
All right, man.
In the middle of fucking nowhere.
Oh, shut up.
Pretty much.
It took me an hour and a half to get here.
That doesn't mean it's the middle of nowhere.
It is the middle of nowhere.
We are by the beloved Sandy Hook.
Yes.
And Red Bank. Where all of New Yorkers want to be.
Yeah, where all the fucking rich fucking Jews come.
We can, like, literally smell Kevin Smith's ball bag from here.
Yeah.
That's, like, we're in the LA. Heart of New Jersey.
It smells pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Everywhere you go, Kevin Smith has rubbed his cock on something. All right, Mike. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Mike.
You guys doing good,
all right,
man?
Thank you, bro.
Keep it up.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mike.
Bye.
Mike from Queens.
Bye. Bye.
Nice.
Even though you called and you're not going to see your tits tonight. I'm sorry,
wow.
Mike.
Wow.
It is.
He's a nice boy.
He's a nice boy.
No, that's good. Thanks for the support.
Excellent.
I appreciate it.
Whoa.
Hi. Australia, Japan, and Queens.
Lauren is taking
the Aristocrats Radio's taking over the world.
Yeah.
It's over.
Sandy Hook has
Same
a nude beast,
thing
don't
we
they?
Do every day.
One little borough at a time.
Nude
that's
beach.
All Australia is, right? It's a borough.
What?
It's a continent.
It's a penal colony.
It is a
it's a penile colony.
And a country at
right?
the same time
and
somehow.
Vaughn would say, oh,
it
it's a penal colony.
Next to Greenland.
But Greenland's not a continent.
Robble.
Greenland's fucking 35,000 miles away anyway. Like, what the fuck, where
is it? Isn't Greenland like icy and icy? Like,
yeah,
like
Iceland
ice green.
Green,
yeah.
It's that stage in Mario 2 with the little white guys that you gotta slide over. That's Greenland.
Those are called flurries, Steve.
Oh, look at this.
That's what, when Bjork was born, that's what she was.
Steve hates it when I remember names of random
I really,
things from,
usually I do.
From anything.
I'll forgive that one, but.
I thought you were talking about the ice level in Mario 3.
Okay.
Where you had to use your fireballs.
Fireballs to free
to melt
coins and,
yeah.
and
oh, yes.
power-ups. Yeah.
And you had to do
every once in a while, it would be a what? Little... that battery's probably dead, Carly.
Whoops.
It's telling me now to change the battery.
It's like a fucking spy camera.
Oh,
holy shit. Look at the lens on that goddamn thing.
You can't use
it's
a flag.
Like
you can't
what
use
do you guys creep through people's windows with that thing?
My
oh, my God.
Small.
Fucking Hubble telescope.
Yeah, you can't use the flash with that on either.
Carly, that thing is outrageous.
I did not know.
Get that on the cam.
That
quick.
Is actually a
that
fish.
That thing was like
lens.
Johnny Five's eye from Short Circuit.
Seriously.
More like his dog.
Johnny Five, alive.
We got some camera.
Yeah, you can't
going
see
on
shit.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Is that
it's
good
all black.
Now?
No,
it's all right.
Black. Looks like a typo negative video.
Wow. Okay. To cover up Peter's jowls.
So now everyone's Ooh. Happy. And
we're happy because Vaughn is gone.
It's because Vaughn is gone.
Well, he wasn't really himself tonight.
He hasn't been himself for like a week
yeah.
or two.
You would think for somebody getting laid, whoops, that he would feel
Wow.
I think maybe he just has more confidence now.
It's true. Maybe he doesn't need us anymore.
He's getting his dick wet.
Mm. He's going to do Steve Cast.
Vaughn does need his own show, I think.
Have you guys ever
yeah,
heard Steve
far away
Cast?
From us.
The guest here? Have you ever
I've
heard?
Never
we don't
heard
have,
Steve Cast. That was before I started listening.
I wish we had sound
we
clips.
We don't have the sound clips,
no.
But Derek discovered this guy early on.
When we first started doing the podcast,
yeah.
when it was a podcast.
Way back.
It was way like 2 years ago.
Before we were famous.
Almost, I was like, I want to see what other people are doing. So the first show that came up was Steve Cast.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, so I'll listen to it. It's this kid. He's talking into what I can only surmise would be like those white computer mics that used to go
yeah,
to the computer.
Yeah.
But he's like swallowing it. It's like, he has this weird, like nasally, kind of queer little boy voice.
Hi.
He had to have been not even 12 years old.
He had to have been.
Yeah, he was like,
and
like
it was
horrible.
12 years old top.
So the thing that amazed me, though.
Yeah, she likes beer.
The dog is drinking my fucking beer.
The dog likes beer. So
the dog likes beer.
And
now
she's
beer
making out
cigarettes.
With a little drunk ass.
Oh, my goodness.
She has many vices.
She's a little,
getting
she's
some
a little
tonight.
Slutty right now.
I like my women little.
The thing that amazes me about the Steve Cast is how you were looking for podcasts just to sample. You know, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
This guy had done one, this little kid had done one show,
yes.
in quotation marks, and that was it. Somehow, he came up. Like, how much fishing did you have to do?
It was the first one that popped up.
The first one! That's impossible!
And by show, you mean complete abomination.
Yeah. The first disaster he put together.
How long ago was that you checked that kid out?
2 years
two
ago,
years?
I think.
Yeah,
oh.
It was like
almost 2 years. It was
October,
like September.
September, October, something like
yeah,
that.
September.
You ever keep track of him
ago.
And see what he's up to these
he
days?
Does
yeah.
He did like one show at the beginning of the year, and like,
that was it.
Where
every time he says he's like going to be cranking out the shows,
which
he's
is funny
all the time, we would always have material on the show to talk about.
Yeah.
Because there would always be another Steve Cast.
His voice dropped too recently.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't do one for like a year.
Uh-huh.
He's
the testes have descended.
This is Steve.
And then he was like,
Welcome to the Steve Cut.
It's the fucking Wonder Years.
Wow. Derek and Pat both, they loved him, and they tried to prompt him to make more shows.
I did. I emailed him several times.
He was a hardcore Christian, too, I think.
He loved punk.
Yeah, he loved, like, Christian punk.
He was a big Switchfoot fan.
Yeah.
Wow. He liked, like, anti-flag and shit.
Yeah.
what the fuck?
And what was that one rap thing that he... Blackalicious?
Yeah, I don't know.
Blackalicious?
I like that... little no diggity slots.
Wow. I got it. And his the first two shows he did, which were fucking priceless. But remember when he started choking on his own like saliva?
Oh, yeah. He was just like.
You'd just be talking. And he's like.
Fraggle.
Yeah. But it was so fucking loud. It was
That's where Zeke
brilliant.
Came from, because his friend Kinda. Owen.
My favorite part was when he was like, this is really early in the morning and my family's still asleep.
Yeah.
And it couldn't be done except for Owen.
Yeah. And the exact opposite of that scenario was when he's like, it's about 9:15. I'm getting kind of tired.
It's 9 a.m. on Easter Sunday. I'm waiting for the Easter Bunny to put away all the find all the eggs and leave me candy.
And then his friend Owen did a podcast.
Yes, he did.
And he had the tiniest little boy voice. He'd go, how's it going? This is Owen.
Bible.
I gotta be kind of quiet because my parents are sleeping. But it's gonna be a really fun show. And
here's the big tough aristocrats coming and punching these kids in the back of the neck.
And Owen was such a little tech to get Steve Cast up and running.
That's true. He was his beef.
I
want to fucking marry Steve.
Steve Cast.
It was awesome.
He's going to hunt you guys down for talking shit about him.
Probably.
Maybe now that he's got his testicles up
his testicles
up
descended.
Yeah. He's 15.
Just like smack you over the face with his sack.
Yeah, big passively aggressively.
Don't talk about my show.
Yeah. Don't talk about my show.
He has an online store.
What sound like?
Talk about
what? Remember that?
What?
Like, you know those like cafe press stores?
Yeah.
He set one of them up for himself.
For what?
I believe we're getting another call.
Another one.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. Dongle.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, who's
what's
this?
Up?
This is Mike O'Hara. The other Mike you were...
The other Mike we were lambasting.
Wow.
Hi, Mike.
What's going on, Mike?
We're just kidding.
I thought it was Mike from Queens taking back his compliments.
I've actually been listening to the station for a couple of days. I think I've got a good show going on.
Not Thanks. Bad, right?
Excellent.
Wow.
Not bad at all.
Excellent.
So this way you don't have to pay for... what you call it? Their satellite. Well,
that's true. It's a good alternative.
They got the little contraption you can listen to the internet radio now in the car and shit too, don't they? Mm.
Like, do they? The infusion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Infusion. Don't worry. Pretty soon we'll start linking porn sites to the show. The show. So.
Really?
You'll have everything you need.
Your car will have internet radio, a built-in toilet in the driver's seat, my refrigerator in the trunk.
Where are you calling from, Mike?
Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas.
I was going to say, it sounded like Texas.
The fucking Bible Belt, and they love us out there.
How many guns do you have, Mike?
I don't have any guns.
You should.
Really?
You should, because I want one.
Hey, is Austin a really cool town?
I haven't been in it some time. It's a good place to go drink.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I was going to move there for a while. I had nothing going on here. I didn't have a job. I was going to pack up, move to Austin, start a band.
Wow.
Yeah, and go move to Austin, get shit-faced on a daily basis.
Exactly. And then fucking Carly had to show up. And
wow.
The second best choice was this show.
Yeah, so I started a show instead.
So what's going on in Texas, man?
Yeah, what's up, Mike?
Oh, congratulations on your 400th execution there, Texas.
Nice.
Is that right?
Nice.
Yeah. Woo.
Let me guess, he's black.
Out of the 1,200 executions or so the United States have had, 400 just in Texas.
That's pretty hot.
I think over the weekend.
I love that. I think more people should die on a daily basis.
And it was a black guy.
Was it really?
Yes.
Good guess, Steve.
Man, I think it's just more money than executing them.
What was that, Mike?
Oh.
Oh!
Wow!
That's a joke.
No, it's not.
It is, though.
You,
it is.
You just read that off of a plaque up in your room.
Ain't nothing better than executing niggas.
Texas police are riding around like, that black guy looks suspicious. Yeah. He's like, working for the township cleaning up the road. Let's hang that nigger.
Wow.
Wow. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
I'd call in and tell you guys how you're a great and show, and I keep look forward to it.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Mike.
Be sure to check out all the other Cringe Humor shows.
That's true.
Especially
checked out Cousin Joe earlier.
Yeah, they're all good, especially Hooter and Greenway.
Particularly.
They got fired.
That's one.
Did they really?
Didn't you hear that?
Check out the show with the guys that got fired. They kick
Are
ass.
You serious?
I don't
have internet.
Never mind.
They got fired live on the show on Saturday.
Awesome. Don't check that out.
Do we have that clip there?
You know, I only said that because in the chat they were... In the chat they were like, how come there's no love for Hooter and Greenway? So I figured I'd give them a plug.
Wait, what happened?
How come there's no love for setting up Derek?
Wow, yeah, really.
What happened?
Last Saturday, Patrick called in, and he didn't realize he was calling while the show was on the air, and he told them that they were fired.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But what they
voluntarily
do?
Fired.
I have...
Nobody knows.
Yeah. All right, Mike, we'll let you go. Thanks for calling. Be sure to check out, all the other shows.
Yeah.
I don't want to say...
All the other still existing shows.
Are they all, is everyone else still here?
Else all the other shows
that are on the unemployment line.
I know.
Right
we might be next, though, so...
yeah, you
know,
tune in next week when, like, three people will listen because Derek's broadcasting directly from his computer.
I know. All right, Mike, we'll catch you later.
Later, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
He's gone.
All right, bye-bye.
Just make fun of him.
I honestly had no idea.
That's Let's start crazy. Doing Sandy from SpongeBob imitations.
I know that Big T the third
Hi,
Mike.
Hi, y'all. Everything's bigger in Texas. Big T the third
Big
Mike.
Big T the third Mike.
I think we got to try to have a contest and see if we can have four mics call in one night.
Can we get Webmaster Mike to call in?
Dude, we've been trying to get this guy on the fucking
This
show.
Guy.
If you're listening out there, Mike, call in. How about we turn? Mike out there.
We need more mics on Mike.
We turn four mics off on this fucking show.
There
How about
go.
That?
I know. I wish we had less mics. Like that one that was sitting over there. Oh,
pardon the pun.
Mm-hmm. So Christine, what
I'm
we
sorry,
saying?
Christine?
Big T's doing
So
that.
There was
Shut
a
the
So my dick.
So how? Doing a solo show on Saturday, yeah. supposedly.
Who?
Oh, Big T, the third mic from Hooter.
So they
Greenway.
Fired Hooter and Greenway.
I have no
and picked
idea
up his, their third mic.
I don't know. I just know he's doing a solo show on Saturday.
That's Funny. Crazy.
Did they rip him off the website and everything?
Not yet.
Oh, really?
I don't think so. Oh,
well. Is there any information as to what they did to get fired?
I have no idea.
Sweet.
Low ratings.
Can't be lower than this fucking show. Like, come on.
Ow. You drop lower than 8, you're out.
Eight
From what I hear from Christine, we are not dead last.
Good.
Yeah.
That's all she would tell me.
Oh, no, you're totally dead last.
Now,
well,
we,
now
are.
We are.
Oh,
then.
Now you are.
Yeah.
You shit.
Fucking T-Bone's going to kick our ass.
Fuck that.
Unbelievable.
In ratings, I mean.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Nice. Wow, you sounded like him, too.
Because I was him.
Now, Steve, you've had a story sitting on your lap, and I see it's getting taller.
It seems
and taller.
To pale in comparison, but all right, here we go. Here's the headline, number one. Woman sets fire to ex-husband's penis.
Wow.
Really, that's all I need to say.
Wow.
But there's more. In Moscow,
USSR.
You asshole. A woman set fire to her ex-husband's penis as he sat naked watching television and drinking vodka.
Nice.
That's inconceivable.
That has to be made up. No, Moscow police said yesterday, Wednesday. Ask if the man would make
a joking manner.
Yeah. Well, snickering.
Preceded by, wouldn't it be funny if.
Asked if the man would make a full recovery, a police spokeswoman said it was difficult to predict. Get it? Ha, funny. The attack climaxed. I couldn't understand this. Climax, funny. Ha ha. The attack climaxed 3 years of acrimonious, $8 word, enforced cohabitation.
Why? What are they going to use all those big words?
The couple divorced 3 years ago, but continued to share a small flat, something common in Russia where property costs are very high. Christine doesn't know anything about being flat or what flat is.
True.
But we're just
titties!
A flat is an apartment in Europe.
That is true.
It was monstrously painful, the wounded ex-husband told Tavoy Dien newspaper.
I would imagine.
I was burning like a torch. I don't know what I did to deserve this, he says.
How did she light it on fire?
Was I was like burning like
vodka?
Torch. I was burning like Olympic
like Olympic torch.
They bring me to Greece. They threw grease on my penis.
my God. Christ. How did she just isolate, like, the dick?
Spontaneous penile combustion.
Wow.
Spontaneous dong combustion.
I want some of that hot dick.
Whoa. What if she took, like, those, you know, those, like, cans for, like, the butane cans?
Yeah.
He was, like, stuck in his dick hole and squeezed it.
Oh, you fucking, you just stopped right there.
The sterno?
What?
Sterno.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Jesus.
On a side note, real quick, like, I was flipping through the channels yesterday. I was just at home bored fucking watching TV. I stopped on, like, the Tyra Banks show.
Oh,
wow.
And there was this, because there was this Russian woman talking. She was just a slobby dirtbag as her husband, of course. And, like, she's asking questions like, what's it like in Russia? Like, you know, isn't domestic violence, like, a common thing? And she's like, yeah, well, men can beat the wives and they don't care. Like, like, oh, cool, I want to move to Russia.
Perfect.
Like, I just punch women
well,
in the face.
Well, that's why all
like,
those mail order brides want to come over here, you know, to get away from the Russian men.
Because they want fat American men to buy
basically,
them
yeah.
and own them as pretty slaves.
That's,
to make them watch fucking them play World of Warcraft. or Star Wars Galaxies.
Perfect.
How do you treat a burnt dick, bro?
I don't know.
How do you treat that?
You put marshmallows on it and just wish for a good fucking new year.
I want s'mores.
Like, what? He didn't think just grab a blanket or something like that?
Stop, drop, and roll,
the
man.
Fact that that woman is still alive is really what bothers me, because I would kill her.
She'd be done.
I would choke her to death with my charred, fucking charred up, scarred up, and ugly penis.
Wow.
Brutal fucking burnup blowjobs.
Oh, man.
What would it look like after she burned it?
Oh, my God.
Fucking like a black dude's cock.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Big shit log.
Like a black vagina.
Oh, God.
With testicles. Were the testicles harmed at all, Dino? Or were the testicles intact?
Sautéed roast beef, it doesn't say.
Those hot balls are not good. Have you ever, like, tried to blow dry your balls at all?
No.
Like,
no?
Never.
No, I've never done
that. I never did that either,
but...
neither blow nor dry them.
No, I've tried to blow dry them before, and once you get a little too close, it's not a clever idea.
It's pretty thin skin down there, man.
It's fucked up.
You just totally, I mean, your sperm count's gone now. Absolutely, you'll never get anyone pregnant.
At first, it's good, but...
Nice. Awesome.
Sorry. Dad.
As soon as you fall asleep with it, and you get the grill on your cock.
Oh, yeah.
But I love how it really just doesn't say why she did it. Like, it just doesn't...
She's just mad. She was just mad. Getting beat.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, that. I mean, that's a possibility.
She had enough, and that was the most logical thing she could do, is burn his cock. Light it up. I don't get it.
A reality show broadcast at a Colombian cable television rewards contestants who have the dirtiest sex.
What?
Contestants apply to join the reality show into pairs and are distributed into two teams. Now, this is fucking genius. Fellatio and Cunnilingus. I wonder what they're doing.
Probably shitting on themselves.
More than 800 people have...
dot com.
What about
Attemptilingus? Oh, no, Carly.
I didn't even like it, but I thought it was something to talk about.
What did you talk about?
We were watching a show, and Dexter.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen it?
No.
I love Dexter.
Yeah. It was a scene where he's kind of really awkward with women because he's a serial killer and fucked up.
He doesn't know how to act in front of anyone.
Yeah, he's just awkward with people in general.
He was going down on this on a girl.
He tried.
He was actually kind of going up
tried
on
to,
her.
Or going up on her, whatever.
She's having a bad day.
She kind of like blocked him. And she was like, no, I'm not ready.
She twat-blocked him.
He was just like, whatever. So Matt called it Attemptilingus.
Yeah, Attemptilingus.
And everyone thought it was hysterical except for Carly. She just got mad.
Sitting
she
stone-faced like
she
Stalin.
She was pissed.
I don't like Matt's plays on words, she but doesn't. I do like Matt. So that's the problem. I'm like, oh,
You don't like my puns, you don't like me, Carly.
No, not true.
My puns are me.
And that's the bottom line.
Attemptilingus.
Wow. See, I like Matt. Sometimes plays on word, not as great.
Mm. See?
Hey, guys, I'm a big fan of asshole punching, if anybody's into that type of thing.
Whoa!
Yes. Wow. Hey, man.
I think you should asshole punch Vaughn next time he walks. Give him a nice, hey, instead of a high five, an asshole punch.
You can punch Vaughn anywhere, and it would be an asshole punch.
Damn. Extreme double fisting.
Lowering the boom on poor Vaughn.
Yeah.
Oh, poor God, keep going. Vaughn. Keep going.
Seriously.
Well,
I like Vaughn.
Sucks.
Well,
no
I like Vaughn, too. Someday I'm going to have a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Someday.
And then you can get another t-shirt that just says, I like Matt, but I don't like his puns. They suck.
These
I love you, Matt.
See?
These articles are written by Christopher Walken. Because like the paragraph says, more than 800 people have already applied to join the reality show, which is named Los Pichones, the Young Pigeons. Then the next paragraph starts out, the audience and votes. And that's it. That's just what it says.
What?
The audience and votes. And then the next sentence begins.
Wow.
The
audience verb. Vote.
if sex is not too filthy or scandalous, the couple is expelled. Like, in this day and age, what is considered scandalous?
I don't know.
Like,
asshole punching.
That's not even.
It's not that scandalous.
Like, anything Derek has in his library of porn.
Uh-huh.
Like,
no.
Like, DerekDownloaded.com.
That's all.
It's all on my old computer, Carly.
Whoops.
I don't even care anymore. Uh-huh.
You will when you see something.
For a while, I was like, hey.
It's got to be real scandalous.
Yeah,
now
just wait.
Like,
no, I used to like those, like, you know, Japanese puking videos.
You
like
them?
Not like them, but.
What?
I know exactly where you got in that article right now.
What?
Oh, Steve's not responding to what Derek just said. He's responding to something he actually
just read.
Yeah.
I can't believe this happened. Contestants go through tests such as having sex with your wife in front of a group of friends. That's not so bad. Sadomasochism.
Okay.
Or having sex in a manger rolling around on animal excrements.
Oh!
Yeah, and I'm gross.
Can we get the Mario sound, please?
Game over.
I was thinking more of the guy from...
God.
We just cuddle together, that's
all. We cuddle and piss.
That's all we do.
We just roll around in Lost Duty, that's all.
Cuddle and manure. Oh, my God.
Lost Animal Duty.
That's a pretty big jump.
It really is.
Okay, like voyeurism, exhibitionism, okay, that's like... You know, we're a little weird, but not that weird. Sadomasochism, okay, you're getting a little freaky.
Yeah.
Rolling around in dog shit.
Wow.
While you're fucking your wife.
Yum.
In a manger. Jesus was born in a manger. I thought these Spanish people were fucking Christians.
I thought they were
too.
They
are fucking Christians.
They're fucking crazy. Christians, all right.
Damn.
Oh, my God. I don't even know where to go with this. We're going somewhere else.
Damn, that's a shit-filled manger.
Damn.
Damn. Damn, that's a lot of shit in that manger.
Damn, I'm going to get my shit fuck on.
No. I'm going to fuck the shit in you.
I'm going to fuck the shit off of you.
I'm going to make you buy toilet paper, bitch. I'll hose you down.
Oh, God. Disgusting.
With my semen. Did I mention that part?
I think it's pretty awesome.
Okay.
So you enjoying the show, Chris and Chris?
This is great, man.
Is it? Fantastic.
Yeah.
So who's better, us or everybody else?
Wow.
Well, you know, it's close.
Yeah. I have no idea.
You're all equally as bad and amateur.
No, man.
As Conte and Hannah.
Conte. Fuck you guys.
This is funny.
You ever think maybe he always wanted to be called Conte?
Nope. He's a fucking Guido. He wants to be called Conte.
Conte!
Hey, I'm Joe Conte.
Hey, when Conte was here, did he roll up his sleeves 12 times also?
Oh, they were already rolled up.
He had a short sleeve shirt.
He buys pre-rolled sleeves on his shirts.
He actually wore the same thing he wore at the fucking comedy show.
That's the only shirt he owns, man.
Not to blow up his spot. It's just something I noticed.
Whoa. Conte. I love Conte.
I know. He could wear fucking whatever. He wore Fred Flintstone's fucking thing, and I wouldn't even care.
Conte.
It was like, it was quiet for a second. He goes, oh, what? It's a tattoo. Well, like, I didn't ask you.
That's a fake tattoo, by the way.
I know, he paints it on
every single show. Every single day, he paints it on in the morning.
What?
It's with bubble
No.
paint.
No.
Oh, I don't know what they're talking about.
I made that up.
No, he's got what he called his big guinea tattoo or whatever.
Oh, cross.
On his MySpace. It's a big, like, yeah,
it's a big
shield
Italian
thing.
Flag and a shield.
Some Italian
just
thing.
Conte on it.
Does it?
Yeah, it's just Conte on
Conte?
It. Conte.
That African country.
Oh, Conte.
Wow.
He likes asshole punching also. Just
does he?
He has it on his MySpace.
Can you explain asshole punching?
You just punch
in the asshole.
Curl up your fist and just
have at it.
Close your eyes and think of Rocky and frozen meat.
Wow.
And you know.
Whoa.
Hey, do you know they have the new, when Rocky, this is kind of old, but when the Rocky action figures came out for the new movie.
I got them for my cousin. She's
do you know that they had
the
Rocky. Meat? As a character, like they came with a single package, the rock, the,
just
meat,
the meat,
with a hook as like its little a tribute.
I know awesome. There was a workout Rocky that came with a piece of meat. You could buy another
you
one.
You could buy a gigantic meat alone. That's just some kid wrote on his Christmas list, like, Mom, I want Rocky action figures. And she was like, I couldn't find Rocky, nor could I find Apollo, but I got you the meat.
Oh my God.
I thought it was great.
Meat. Did it say like meat on the bottom?
Because
they all had their names.
Yeah, it said the beef or something like that.
Beef.
Rocky V, the beef.
The beef. Where's the beef?
Where is it?
That'd be like Zeus coming with Zinder blocks.
Zinder blocks.
Zinder blocks?
Yeah, because he's Zeus. Oh. Cinder blocks. Remember the cinder blocks that he punched into he dust? Punched.
Yeah. Did you ever see that movie?
Exploded when he punched.
No holds barred.
Oh, with Zeus, when he had a crooked eye.
Oh, he certainly
always
did.
Always crooked eye.
And then something little.
Tiny.
Tiny
Lester.
Yeah, I met him before. He's really? Fucking really? Gigantic.
Oh, he's big dude. Yeah. Big black guy.
I got a picture with him. I'll have to show you guys how gigantic he is.
Yeah. He's like 6'6", 6'7", something like that.
Yeah,
he's
a big fella. Huh? Whoa. You carry that picture in your wallet?
All the time.
He
introduced me to asshole punching. It was the first time.
Wow, he punched your asshole into dust.
Oh, into dust.
I've never seen a human being punch a cinder block in dust before, except Zeus.
Yeah, I'm sure it was real too.
I bet.
My shit came out like ashes.
I gotta take a shit.
Oh my god.
A frosted covered toilet seat later
on.
Oh
my god.
Sorry.
Is that why he wore the big steel cufflinks?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I just thought of a random accessory for someone. I thought of the meat, and I was like, Zeus' cinder blocks. There must have been a Zeus figure that came with them. Had the
big Zeus. Yeah, he had those big fucking armband things like He-Man used to wear.
Yeah, like steel.
Those were like his slave cuffs.
He broke free.
Yeah. He was the last slave to find out that slavery was abolished.
Wow.
Like all his buddies weren't picking anymore. He was like, what the fuck, dude?
That's what he
learned. Come on, guys, get to work.
I'm not out here by myself. And they're like, it's over. And he was like, oh, shit. I'm keeping these cuffs as souvenirs.
Oh, shit. I can't believe this shit. What am I going to do all day?
His name was Amistad in WWF.
I can't believe it's not continent.
Too fucking inflammatory.
Zeus.
I wonder if they get excited. Like, man, we're going on a cruise. This is great.
People in Texas love us now, man.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! We're going to kill us some N-words.
N-words.
Don't say anything bad about President Bush.
Whoops. No. Don't pull Kanye West on me. Because he doesn't care about cinder blocks.
He doesn't care about black people.
Meat.
He doesn't care about two-time felons.
The meat accessory.
The meat accessory.
I
beef.
I get it.
I got to look for it on eBay.
Hunk of meat.
That and Food Fighters I'm going to look for on eBay.
Oh, my God.
I want them.
Foo Fighters?
Food Fighters.
Enough.
I didn't hear the D in there. I thought you said Foo Fighters.
There was also another like weird toy. I don't know if anyone else had these but me. I don't know what they were called, but I just remember there was like they were just like LJN plastic, and it was this big fat sumo wrestler. He was like this wide, and he had a little squinty face. He was holding up like a peace sign, and his stomach said "Eat at Joe's."
I know exactly.
Like spray
what you're
painted,
about. Yes.
And there was like it was weird, like, and there was like a what the fuck is it? Like a paratrooper guy, like an army guy.
Yes.
And he was like falling. Uh-huh. It was like a.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I cannot think of what they're
called.
Yeah,
he had the ring in his
yes,
hand.
He did.
Like his thing didn't go off. But they were like a group of toys like that. And I don't remember the fuck they were called.
Yeah, God, if Webmaster Mike was listening, he might be able to help us out right now.
Come on, we need two more mics to call in. The fourth mic that calls in tonight will get
on him.
A free McRib sandwich when it comes back into circulation.
I might leave and call his mic because I want
Well, you got to wait a while until McDonald's. Maybe McDonald's is listening, and they'll bring him back into circulation.
Mr. McDonald is listening.
Oh.
Ronald.
He's going to sue us.
Norm McDonald might be listening.
You know the McRib sandwich? I read on a website that the McRib sandwich is made out of burnt Russian cock.
It could have been. It very well could have been.
That's what she was doing. She was like, I'm going to make me some McRib cock sandwich.
Wow.
Maybe he just spilt some vodka on his cock.
Yeah, and
he was like,
"Yeah, you know what?
Suck it off." And she was like, "Oh yeah," and she flicked the match out.
Yeah, you go.
That was your Scarface Russian accent.
Yeah,
she just happened
suck
to
suck it off.
She happened to be a flaming sword swallower.
Whoa, like, what?
You need people like me to suck it off.
I don't know. That's okay, eh? You cockroach.
He's good.
Yes,
I'll take your dick to hell. I'll take your dick to hell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's just be quiet the rest of the show.
I got to be up for work in about 6 hours. So.
What?
Yes.
So what?
Pure torture.
Why don't you do something about that?
I should quit.
Where do you work?
All right. You love that job.
Where do you work?
I don't really.
Let's reveal it again, Steve. Where do you work again? Because somebody on the show said it like 2 weeks ago.
Snamgua.
Okay.
I can't.
Snamgua is where he works.
So many times, have I like called out drunk. Like I called like, yeah, I can't come to work because I'm pissed drunk. Like, or hungover. I'm like, yeah, I can't come to work.
Wow.
Did you get my dog drunk?
No.
No, she just loves me.
Your dog has been licking my beer all night.
She's licking my beer.
Every time I lean forward on the computer, she would go behind me. So I go to lean back, and she's there sleeping.
That's a big mistake.
What is with this underwear ban? And was this Atlanta?
What? The banning underwear?
Did you read that, Christine?
It's not that they're banning underwear. Yeah, it's the baggy pants thing.
Baggy pants. And of course, they're saying it's racial profiling.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Because only black people wear baggy pants.
Well, there's only black people in Atlanta, Georgia.
No, it's funny. It's funny because all I ever see is white people wearing baggy pants.
That's because we're in Middletown, New Jersey.
Oh, that's right.
There's three black people. We know where they are at all times.
Didn't that suck? Like when we were growing up and like somebody would pants you, they would pull your pants down and everybody would see your underwear and you'd get upset.
Yeah.
And now kids are like fucking doing it to themselves.
Yeah.
Let's go pants him. Oh, looks like you already did
He's
it.
He's already
himself.
Done it.
Hey, let's go calf him.
Let's go burn his dick.
Let's go socks him.
Let's go socks. Dude, you faggot. Stop trying to steal my jokes, you piece of shit.
You stole my line.
I think they all like asshole punching. And they're giving you a closer target.
So basically, they're going to make it like an indecent exposure type thing.
Really?
For boys to be showing their underwear or girls to be even showing thongs.
Wow.
Cause,
fuck that.
Because that's a new thing to have the girls have the thongs riding up.
All the way up.
Like, I see like that. I get hungry. Straps.
Wow.
I get hungry.
Actually, they also said if your bra strap is hanging out, that's indecent.
Come on.
Nice.
But if you go
those aren't pieces of your body. It can't be indecent exposure.
I know,
but
really.
But you go to the beach, clothing.
You go to fucking Victoria's Secret and you see the same shit hanging on a fucking rack. You can't be like,
You go to Sears and you
see Here's
it.
A ticket.
The fuck?
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Well, I try to step it up a little. I can see where you're going for your weekend.
Here's the thing.
Sears, baby.
The mannequins aren't black. That's why they're
true.
Doing this.
That's true. Yeah. They're gray.
They are.
I tell you what, mannequins are looking hot these days, though.
Aren't they really?
Oh. All the other day. They got nipples and shit now.
They do.
I used to have a crush.
They look
on
hotter
mannequin.
Than normal people.
Wait a minute.
When
I used to walk to the train station when I lived in Philadelphia, there was a really hot mannequin in this store. I would look at it every day. I'd be like, wow, she's hot.
I'm going to make a statement. I fucked a mannequin once.
Oh, sorry, what?
It was male, but I don't care. It didn't have a cock. It just had a bowl.
They're all plastic on the inside.
I want to asshole punch a mannequin. Sorry, guys.
Wow.
Did I kill the show in that story? It was a true story.
Derek, it was bad enough that one time we both agreed that Daphne from Heathcliff was hot. The cat.
Okay.
The cartoon cat was hot. Now you just said a mannequin.
Yeah.
Is hot.
But it wasn't like a headless mannequin or whatever.
Did it have arms?
Yes. It was a
There are a lot of hot mannequins, and the best ones are the ones that have like the face cut in half. So you can't see the upper forehead area.
No, this was
a lot of
full
hair.
The brain surgery.
It had like
ones.
Fake hair. It wasn't like plastic or anything. It was hot.
So Derek ruined Heathcliff and today's special?
Today's special.
Wow.
Oh, no.
You know who was hot as a cartoon? Howard the Duck. The chick from Howard the
Duck. Yes.
Remember that?
That's right.
She was hot.
What's her name?
Penny from Inspector Gadget. I would fuck her.
Yeah. Well, wait a second.
Penny from Pee-wee's Playhouse.
That's true.
The Penny Eyeballs.
I'm Penny.
You can fuck her and get money out of it.
The girl Smurf. I would fuck her.
God. The girl Smurf.
She's pretty hot.
Smurfette.
She wanted it.
Derek and I were watching a TV series recently, Little Britain.
Yeah.
And they had this thing about the Smurfs. Yeah. I don't know if you want to bring it up.
No, it's kind of stupid.
Wow.
Was
Uh-oh.
It?
Well, it's not like good for the show.
It's not insignificant.
Well, there was this guy. He was in a wheelchair.
Oh, well, I'm going to tell it anyway.
All right, Vaughn.
I'm going to go for it.
Vaughnly.
I'm going for it.
All right.
So
she's a caravan.
So there was this guy. He was in a wheelchair, and they were supposed to go out to eat. And he's like, "What do you want to wear tonight?" He was
you got talking
like,
to the mic, Carly.
Smurf.
Yeah, you're Steve. Wow.
So the show, the next cutscene is him in a restaurant dressed up as Papa Smurf.
Papa Smurf in a wheelchair.
It was hysterical. It was really great.
People in wheelchairs are great.
Is this like a you gotta see it sort of thing? Because I don't even know what's going on.
You gotta ask Derek.
You kind of sound like Edith Bunker right there. Like, oh my God, it was so great, Derek.
I'm sorry, I thought that it was gonna be better, but what are you know?
People in wheelchairs are great. I agree with you.
Thank you, Chris.
One time when I was younger, I was in the Woodbridge Mall and I wanted to throw a penny into the
fountain as to make like a wish, but I wanted to make the biggest splash I can make, so I threw it as hard as I could. But it kind of turned like a frisbee, and I hit a lady in the back of the head that was in a wheelchair, and screamed. And the lady pushing her, I think it was her daughter, was going, "Shut the fuck up!" in the wheelchair.
And I felt so bad for the lady, but I didn't want to say, "Hey, I'm sorry." I hit her with the penny because I think she thought that she was making
That's
it up.
Perfect.
I love that.
Wow.
I love
perfect.
The moral story is: went into the well.
Just drop your pennies into the, like a normal person,
or just throw people in wheelchairs into fountains. It's perfect, even better.
Eject them. So yeah, that's yeah.
I like it when this happens.
Hot mannequins.
Cool down, that little cool down beard.
You thought a mannequin was hot. What'd she look like?
Yeah.
Let me hear it.
What were her stats?
I don't know.
Blonde hair, long hair, brown hair?
Short blonde hair.
Okay.
I don't know. Hard nips.
Okay.
Hard nips.
What was she wearing?
She wore something new every day. That's what
wow.
Ooh,
she's asking for it.
Every day, baby.
She was always
window
in season.
Fun.
Yeah.
And was this in Philly or was it here?
This was in Philly.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I think it was like a.
He could fulfill. He could fulfill all his fantasies.
Might have been Lord and Taylor.
Aww.
That was bad.
That was
they did. They got rid of her though. She's not there anymore. They got new mannequins.
Yeah, she's in.
And they're not hot.
No.
I wanted to go in there and see what they did with them, but
I don't.
No avail.
I don't understand what.
You ever see the Twilight Zone with all the Americans?
Yes,
the Americans.
The Americans.
All the Americans. The
most of them were
the all Americans. No, Steve, I didn't see them. What's this show you're talking about with the Americans? Is there any terrorism involved? No?
Oh, yeah.
My fellow Americans.
That's what I was talking about.
Shit. The silent
yes.
Laughter?
Like
mannequins.
We'll be talking about something and laughing, and then we'll go on to another subject, and we'll just hear... It's because he's been sitting here tearing up.
Yes.
Mannequins.
There you go.
I have it on DVD.
So Twilight Zone.
Yes, it's creepy and weird. Mannequins are freaky. Mm-hmm.
Has anyone ever seen the movie Mannequin?
Yes.
Creepy.
That's what turned me on to mannequins.
Me too.
Me too.
She's fucking hot.
You guys are saying like I'm an idiot. What if she fucking came to life?
I wish.
Oh, dude. They probably give such good blowjobs.
Probably. Just waiting. Just waiting to come alive. Just
I don't know why they just do.
I like going to Kohl's and seeing the mannequins in the wheelchairs. Oh. That's always fun.
That's the little girl.
How many times are we going to use that extra loud sound effect
the
today?
The little girl in the wheelchair at
yeah,
Kohl's.
She's a child.
I don't
you guys
understand
have four
that.
Sound effects.
Well, I know. We got a whole list of them, but she's two.
We don't have that many to begin with. But anyway. We've been to Kohl's before.
Yeah, we have.
Kohl's has this fantastic thing where they have their mannequins, like at certain spots, like in the departments, they have mannequins that are in wheelchairs.
They do. They got to fit every demographic.
They do.
Every race, creed, religion.
They do, man.
And for and method of transportation.
And I think so. That's fantastic.
Thanks for bringing that up.
They have black mannequins that can't wear cotton t-shirts.
I just said it.
That was bad.
It's against their religion.
I brought it up like...
They only wear polyester. Oh,
30 seconds before you did.
I'm sorry. I was busy trying to figure other things out.
Yeah,
a black mannequin holding a big hunk of government cheese.
The big white bag that says cheese in black letters.
The fucking wheelchair American
Carly's
mannequin. What the fuck? Why can't I say that word?
My fellow black Americans...
George Bush doesn't care about black mannequins.
Okay, then. Yes, Mr. West.
It's just like you can't dress yourself with these clothes. Your fucking nurse has to dress you with them. You fucking worthless shit.
What? Wait, where did that come from?
It's the wheelchair mannequin.
Oh, we're going back
or
to that.
Americans.
The wheelchair Americans.
What?
My fellow wheelchair Americans.
My good friend Pat one fuck. Day. Stop getting pissed.
What happened?
She's getting mad at me because I called her out on that.
Oh.
It's
now
funny.
Now she's getting mad because I called her out on that.
Oh, look at your dog, though. She's cute.
Yeah, look at Lola.
She is passed out.
She's drunk. Chris got her drunk.
She's just actually,
must have.
She's
trying to take advantage of her.
She's not a mannequin.
She's paying attention to the show. That's why she's asleep.
No.
My good friend Pat left me a... I guess there was a flyer for... Kmart or something like that, and there was a girl modeling clothes, and she had the arm crutches.
What? No,
she was Asian, and she had the arm crutches, and she's like, in like a little like nightgown or something.
Why?
She had two strikes.
They're going to start having Down syndrome mannequins.
I know.
Oh, God. Ooh, I want that shirt that little retarded mannequin is wearing. And that chain.
That would look so good on our retarded child.
With a line of slobber just going right down the shirt.
It really brings out his tongue. Oh. Most things do, though.
Oh, no.
They don't have Puerto Rican mannequins because people are going to start stealing the clothes then.
Oh, God. You have a Puerto Rican mannequin and then like a naked one next to it going, I don't know where it went.
My fellow Puerto Rican Americans.
My fellow Puerto Ricans.
Oh, my God. They stink.
Wow. Why? Because they eat beans, Steve?
No, I love Puerto Ricans.
Okay. So do I.
Well, you stink like veal.
And Golden Crisp. Can't get enough of that Golden Crisp. It's for poor ass kids.
Wow. I don't know where this is going.
Down the crisp. Fucking toilet.
You know
I'm
what
about
was,
to
a,
leave.
Was a poor cereal? We used to, I don't know if you guys ever ate Kaboom.
I know what you're talking about.
I remember that.
It was
what?
A clown cereal.
Yes.
And they had one Wicked. Green color marshmallow. Oh. And you would shit green for a week after eating this thing.
That's very
true. We used
true.
To be on food stamps, so we used to get this. And that was the only God. Place you can get it was from in the place in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
What was the place called?
I don't know.
Okay.
Ghetto-ass supermarket for white-ass people who don't belong in the ghetto. Yeah. That's what it was called.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
You know about Kaboom.
What am I seeing?
I know. I've heard of Kaboom. What are you seeing?
I remember that. I don't know. It's like a weird shadow.
Kaboom yes. was a great
Noob Saibot.
It is. It's a Noob Saibot person.
What is it?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Big tits.
So, anyway. Do we got any more news?
I'm sure we do.
Okay. What happened?
So what's up with you, Christine?
Yeah.
A lot of nothing.
Oh. That's why I'm here.
Wow. Christine, I heard Whoa. A lot of titty stories. I didn't see any titties tonight. What's up?
Hey, titties.
I heard all about titties. Is it gonna be?
Hey, I got a camera phone just because I knew you were coming.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how to wear eye protective eyewear so in case nipples occur.
I think Steve's quote was... if she's taking her tits out, I'm taking my cock out.
Yeah.
There
oh
you go.
God.
All right, Steve.
I was drunk, though.
That's true.
And the dog's resting on my cock, so I really can't do that.
She's rolling around.
She really is.
That would be
she's
considered
muscling up.
Bestiality.
Wow.
I call it
wow.
bestiality.
I call it Kirstie Alley.
Steve's text.
What happened? What happened?
Was he on the chat?
No, Steve was just asking.
Oh, no tits, huh? From Fat Boy.
He knows. He's not even listening to the show. And he's
no,
just
no, but he just...
Have
he
a computer.
No, oh. he knew that, you know.
You know that, he knew that there were going to be extra tits in the room.
He knew there was going to be like a fucking... several pounds worth of tits on the show.
Whoa! They're going to be all over, man. I showered for tits today.
It's like a fucking deli in here.
Yeah. Well, Vaughn's tits left, so we need the replacement.
I know, yeah.
They're big.
Ah, oh, Vaughn's a faggot.
Whoa! Isolate wow. that, please.
I agree.
Is there some kind of animosity? What is this?
Gee, you think? You didn't hear it before
what
when
happened?
I was yelling at him?
What happened? What? I thought you loved Vaughn. I thought Vaughn was a detrimental part to our show.
Detrimental?
Detrimental.
I mean, not
detrimental.
Integral.
Integral part of our show.
Oh, well, Freudian slip. Whoops.
I mean, he wasn't detrimental.
Is that a? Oh, I thought it was a mannequin you had on the.
What?
Heidi is listening her breasts.
What? Damn. I can't see it.
Yo,
yeah.
Heidi is fucking hot.
They look bigger today.
Damn. Is Heidi fucking single?
she was like scratching her tit.
Oh, wasn't she like going out with some dude on the fucking site or something?
Could be. Whoops. Could possibly be.
Sorry, well, you're fucking pretty hot though.
Wow. Just letting you know.
Well, whatever the fuck. What do I got to lose?
I'm just putting it out there.
Laying all the cards down on the table.
You're hot. Heidi's in a chat room.
I'm a fucking ugly slob.
Ask her what her feelings are on asshole punching.
I think she's a fan.
A lot of people are not fans in this country, but you know, we have to start bringing it to the mainstream, I think.
I don't think the mainstream's ready for that yet.
We are.
You get like era TV show after the rock, paper, scissors tournaments. You get like this is anal punching.
That's not real.
Yeah, it is. It's real.
Those people should all die.
It's real.
Oh, you know what I heard? This is what I heard. I was on a plane like a month ago, and I heard a couple kids, instead of playing rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, no.
No shit. A couple African-American children. And they were playing, what was it? Guns, knives, and blunts they were playing.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know what the blunt does. If it gets like the knife high... and he can't stab correctly or whatever, but they were throwing out gun. Yeah.
What were the gun?
Gun, knife, and the blunt was like this, and they were throwing them out like that. Oh, and I don't know. I was trying to catch and see which beat which, but they were really playing that shit.
So you could like put the blunt in the barrel of the gun or something like that, and backfire and it. Blows is up. That it? Yeah.
So the gun is obviously the finger and the thumb. And the knife
is
like a fist, like holding a knife.
Like holding a knife.
And the blunt is kind of like the almost like the okay sign.
Yeah, like the blunt. Okay sign, but the fingers are down. As
yeah.
If,
yeah. As if you're holding a tiny little blunt.
And their mom was sitting right there, like watching, like, all right, y'all play some blunt knives and guns. Just stay the fuck away from me, y'all. Y'all just keep being black.
Wow.
Yeah. Y'all just keep being black.
And wow.
I tried to pay attention, but it was beyond me.
I wanted to revolutionize rock, paper, scissors and just add one more element to it.
Which was?
I couldn't come up with anything.
Asshole punching.
Adamantium.
Yeah. Wow, adamantium. Wow.
Rock, paper, scissors, intercontinental ballistic missile. You lose every time.
I think if you add a fourth element, it would just throw everything out of the window.
Well, actually, there's a variation, RPS 125.
What is that?
There's 125 different
really?
Options. If you look it up, they have like a big chart and it has all the.
I gotta say right now, I don't believe you.
No, I'm telling you. It's
I see BM all the way.
RPS 125.
All right, Matt, let's try it real quick. Rock, paper, scissors, ICBM. Let's go. Rock. Let's go. Come on. Rock.
Paper, wait. What beats ICBM?
Nothing. This is it right here. There's nothing on earth that can beat it.
Rock, paper, scissors, ICBM, Death Star.
Or asteroid in the shape of Peter Steele's penis.
Oh, where the hell?
Oh, shit. Oh. I was waiting all night for that.
And you
got it.
In an asteroid form.
Giant hard
rock.
Or as
cold we call
rock.
It, the penisteroid. Anyway. Yeah. All right. So please explain this.
Well, there's actually there's a site dedicated to it. They had a bunch of different like RPS 7 and. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what's in between there, but the last one I believe is 125.
What does that mean exactly?
Like
what?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, but
125 variations of things you can throw in combination.
Like ninja stars or like.
Yeah, like, why the hell not?
What?
I'm telling you, look it up.
Shurikens and boomerangs.
Somebody, the Toucher's talking about that. There's a 37 symbol rock, paper, scissor. Well, yeah, 125.
See?
Is it just called rock, paper, sign
language? 125 different.
Yeah, there's
things to
like
throw?
You can buy a poster with the chart, and there's a book that explains what beats what.
This is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
Yeah, somebody's.
I just wanted to add one more thing.
Somebody's really trying to win rock, paper, scissors, man.
Yeah.
There's another thing. There's some variations of rock, paper, scissors where you can throw fire, and that beats anything.
What?
That's called Mario Brothers.
Wait, but the only thing that beats fire is water, but you can only throw it once in your life.
What?
So you really have to be careful when
How
you
throw
it. How
are you
going to
know?
I'm just telling you what.
You have to get it tattooed on you?
Just so you know, this is perhaps the most useless piece of knowledge.
It really is.
Useless knowledge.
All right,
once
really
in your life.
White shirt
once
there.
In your life.
So when you throw it, they have to record it and everything. Like they have to take it down, log it that you threw water, and you're done for the rest of the time.
And it goes on like
throw
a,
it, again, yeah.
It goes on an international database. So they can look you up and say, I see you've used water before.
What do you throw, like a tsunami at them?
On August 23rd, 2007, at like 11:14 p.m., you threw water.
Thailand.
Indonesia.
How often can you throw fire?
Lame.
Wait, what?
Who? How often can you throw fire?
As often as you want.
That's lame. So why don't you just fire?
Wow, rock, paper, cheating.
Yeah. Rock, paper, you can win once.
Saving that shit up for a long time.
Well, wow. I guess so. The chances are it would just be people throwing fire every time, and it would just be a flush.
I have no idea.
No, that's terrible. I have no idea. Rock, paper, pointless. Wow, that's awful. Yeah. All right, how about like wind, fire, water? Maybe that would work. Who knows?
Hearth?
Fire. What
was that? A band?
Earth,
wind, and fire.
Whatever.
Earth, wind, fire.
Fucking air supply. What the fuck's the difference?
It's disgusting. Air supply. Oh my god. I'm just. I don't know what to say. 125 different things. Can you give me some examples?
I have no idea.
Can somebody look it up?
Plutonium?
I'm curious.
Cuban necktie.
Wow.
Necktie.
Plutonium.
All right, I'll try to look
I'm
it
sure,
up.
You know, in 1985.
If you put in RPS 125,
Burt Reynolds' mustache.
It's gonna come up.
Put in what?
RPS 125.
Okay. Bert, did you just say Burt Reynolds' mustache?
Yeah.
What does that beat?
Well, that would be fire.
The only thing that beats Burt Reynolds' mustache is Tom Selleck's mustache.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. And then Alex Trebek's mustache.
Oh, that's the commander of all stashes.
What about the Hitler stash?
That's it.
Oh, my God.
We're just getting Russian press service for RPS.
Well, then search rock, paper, scissors.
Look at my burning
You told
dirt.
Me to do RPS.
Well, use a brain.
Oh,
use
my God.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
She drove an hour and a half. Drove an hour and a half to be a dick on air.
Seriously. Nice.
Well, she could have just been a dick in the chat.
Oh, my God.
But you guys don't always pay attention, so I had to come in.
That's true. Well, Derek does use the computer solely, so.
He does surf porn sites while we're doing the aristocrats.
So do I.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, he is kind of, you know, running show, so. It's difficult.
I'm looking for people with bigger tits than me. Oh, can't find it.
Wow.
I actually have Conti's porn. Have you ever seen that?
What?
No.
He's in a porn?
He's not in a porn. He doesn't do nudity.
No. Well, no, he is in a bra and shorts and a wig.
That's funny.
You're going to get the show fired.
Oh, that's where he acquired the name Conte.
When I was on the show last week, I had it. I showed him. Because I own it.
It's fucking gay.
Wow.
Why would you do that?
So we got anything here. About
what
RPS?
What the fuck is he thinking?
You made it up. I told you lied.
Oh, no. Yeah, fuck you, too.
700 pounds.
Steve, how much did that guy weigh at Red Lobster?
He was 700 pounds.
Boom.
He had to have been. He was three.
Do you want me to come over there and look
Steve,
it up for
I'm
you?
I'm not sure if I believe that.
Whoa. Okay. All right, listen to this. Okay, I'm going to lay it down right now real quick.
Check it out, dog.
He was about. He was probably about 6 feet tall, give or take, okay? Close to 6 feet tall. He was three of me. I'm 230. Do the math.
No way.
Big.
No.
I swear to God.
Way.
Big.
A man could be 700 pounds and be mobile. No way.
He could be sitting between you and Chris right now and be pushing both of you.
That gets me so angry because I know. No, he's probably close to
Yokozuna was 640 and he wrestled.
No.
Yeah.
And he was wrestling.
This guy was 700.
He was between 6 and 7. I'm not going to say 7 dead on. He was between 6 and 7.
675. 6 is
more.
No less. No less than Matt 675 pounds.
How much is that pumpkin?
About 5.
Yeah, right.
It's a big pumpkin.
Uh-huh. Oh, I got a picture of a gigantic pumpkin.
Whoa, what?
Uh-oh.
I went to this
fair. We've seen Peter Steele's dick already. We don't need to see it again.
I got a picture of Peter Steele's dick.
I went to a fair and
it's like a Martian's arm holding a fucking pumpkin.
Was Zeus there?
In Massachusetts.
I hope so.
Okay.
That's where you got the picture of Zeus.
Oh, yeah, man. It was the Marshfield Fair, and they had a quilt exhibit.
Yes.
All these people that made quilts, these kids, and they had a, like kids put together their own little,
they had AIDS?
Triangle or square of fabric. No, they didn't have AIDS.
Well, they were making quilts.
That's too bad.
They were trying to keep warm, man. It's cold up in Boston.
Those damn lesions get cold in
but
the night.
But they're fucking like real dumb. Like they had like a one little square, and it had like a guy flying a kite in an electrical storm, and the quilt said, Ben Franklin was a man who used electricity.
Me?
No.
Oh.
He's
the resident.
He looks
Ben
just
Franklin.
Like
Rich Voss called you Ben Franklin or something.
He
right?
did. Was it him? Steve called me Ben Franklin.
That's was it good, him or somebody did. Else?
He said, "What? So what? What did possess you to put the key on the end of the kite?" I thought it was good.
That's funny, man.
Continue.
What possessed you to put the oven around the kite?
Well, what?
That's what you should have said.
Okay, you want to get some examples here? Of,
no, I want to hear
tornado.
The rest of the
story. I want to hear more about the pumpkin. There's a gigantic.
All right, I'm sorry, finish your
hold
pumpkin
on.
Story.
Hold
the
on.
Pumpkin was the big attraction, but the thing I found the most interesting was there was this little chubby kid. He was just like a real fat kid, like probably 10 years old, and they were cooking corn on a cob, like on an open flame. And he was doing like a corn on a cob dance. He looked like Chris Farley and Saturday Night Live as Giuliani's son. If
oh, God.
And he was doing a corn on a cob dance. And then his mom was like patting the corn on a cob crumbs off his chest. And then he broke the corn on a cob in half and started sucking on like the corn on a cob marrow.
Whoa.
In the middle, yeah.
Whoa.
I have a photo of him.
This is X-ray.
Nice.
This is the best.
Wow.
You have these photos on hand?
On my camera.
I'd like to see.
Where's the
pumpkin? I'd like to see the pumpkin.
How much does this pumpkin weigh?
This pumpkin is fucking huge.
700 pounds.
How much?
It might be a 700
pound. I don't know what I'm reading right now. This is so bizarre.
So basically what they're playing is just natural disasters.
Okay, so you're saying that this pumpkin is roughly 500, right?
I'm saying this is a big fucking pumpkin.
Okay. All right. So we shall see. We shall see.
Fucking pumpkin.
How big is that pumpkin?
I don't know what we're reading right now, Derek. This is fucking weird.
Okay, this is a 500-pound pumpkin.
Okay, let me see it.
That's a pretty fucking big pumpkin.
That's a big pumpkin.
Probably more than that.
No.
Did they say how much you weighed?
No, I didn't. Say.
How'd they get it in? Flatbed.
Hand truck. That's a big pumpkin.
That's a big pumpkin. It looks like a tumor.
Pumpkin.
So you want to go over some of the 101 items that you can throw
in
rock, paper, scissor 101?
Oh, now it's 101.
Yeah.
Not 125.
We got dynamite.
There's 25 and there's 101.
Okay.
With dynamite, tornado, quicksand, pit, chain, gun, law, whip, sword, rock, death.
Hold, do they have dark matter?
Wall.
You can throw
sun.
Death.
Sun, you can throw the sun.
Carly's 300 million camera power flashlight.
I have a sun.
If you don't
want to
throw the sun, you can also throw a camera.
All right.
Or fire. Or a chainsaw. Or school. Or scissors. Poison. Cage. Axe. Piece,
demolition.
Computer. Axe smashing computer. Castle. Snake. Blood. Porcupine. Vulture. Monkey. King. Queen. Prince. Princess, police, woman, baby, man, train, home, car, noise.
What is this?
This is things you can throw.
Wait. Why? What do they do?
Keep going.
Tree, turnip, duck.
What's it, Mario 2?
Wolf.
I fucking could throw a rutabaga at you.
Sure, this isn't just a list of all the words a retarded child can spell.
Beware the parsnip.
Fish. Spider. Cockroach. Brain.
Are you on
community.
The
that's not even like a tangible thing.
The Rainbow Coalition.
The Rainbow Coalition.
I'm going to throw the NAACP at you.
Money. Cross.
Money. That's, Jew invented it. That's, you know.
Vampire. Sponge. Church. Butter. Book. Paper. Cloud. Throw a cloud. That'll hurt.
Cloud beats sun, doesn't it? Because it blocks it out.
Probably.
You got to be kidding me.
And now, like, they do have a thing like a cloud would divert an airplane if you want to throw an airplane.
Thank you, Carly. Thank you.
Cloud blocks the moon. The cloud over grass. It ruins a film. It surrounds a toilet.
How could you possibly remember all of this?
This is outrageous.
It's made of air.
There's a poster and there's a book.
Adorns guitar.
You know what else there's going to be? Can we throw genocide?
Yeah.
Can we do that? Because that's what's going to happen to anybody
Holocaust.
That I find out who plays this.
Rainbow, diamond, gold.
Platinum.
Devil. You can throw devil. A devil.
Video game.
Math.
Math. Robot.
You can throw calculus at them.
Electricity.
Lightning.
Oh, Raiden.
Power. Nuke. Laser. Sky. Tank.
It's and fucking finally, American Gladiators.
Helicopter. Helicopter. I wonder what it does to the turnip.
Whoa.
Apparently, we have to end the show.
Yeah, I have to go home.
Disastrous. That's just worse. That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
They should throw this show at people, and it should win.
That would be it.
They would destroy whatever it touches.
More powerful than dark matter.
It would make them more funny, but less willing to live.
The Big Bang. Boom.
Yeah. Instant winner, whoever threw that. I want to thank Chris Johnston for hanging in there.
Thanks, guys. Had a great time.
Wow. Did you really?
Yeah, it was fun.
In the bar before.
Yeah.
And, of course, cool. Christine for coming by, giving us some news. It's very sweet.
Did we look at it?
For giving us lack of titties.
Yeah, that Russian burning fucking dick thing was cool.
Yeah, lactating titties.
I want to thank Carly for moving me along.
Yes.
Thanks to our callers for calling in and supporting the show.
Thanks
appreciate
to
it.
The two mics that called. Hopefully we'll get two more.
Definitely. It's good to have support.
And we will be back, what, Tuesday?
Hopefully.
I guess.
Yeah, maybe.